Damn. What the fuck? Did you shit in your fucking pants? God damn. What is that? God damn. Did you shit?
You look fine.
God damn. Is that a fart?
What is that?
That smells just like fucking dog shit. God damn.
Is your stomach okay?
Man, it's still in here. That can't be the fart. Damn, that smell like dog shit. It still stinks.
Are you still doing it?
God damn.
You just sprayed my stomach.
Fuck, I can't help it. This motherfucker needs to go to the hospital. It's still in here.
I don't smell anymore.
The fuck, I do.
Nuh-uh.
I can't believe that came out of you. That's, I've never smelled somebody smell like that. That's something wrong with that motherfucker.
Oh, wait, 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 start the show. That was Bill McNeff sent that to me. Somebody apparently sprayed some pretty effective fart spray in a car as this guy was driving along. And man, that must have stunk.
Is that a fart?
That must have stunk. Fired! God damn!
I love, too, that he's eating, or trying to eat, like a snow cone or a slushie.
He's really eating alive. You see him wiping his brow off and
sweating.
Stuff? I mean, that thing is really getting to him. And the girls are laughing their asses off in the car.
God damn!
Ice cream would have curdled if he was eating that.
Did you shit in your fucking pants?
What happened?
It's fake.
Oh.
What'd you do?
There were a lot of those underneath it on YouTube. That one was by far the funniest because I watched like 10. I'm thinking, can anything be this funny? And that had to be numero uno. Boy, people are having People are having a lot of fun with fart spray these days. We, of course, when we got it, it smelled like something chemical, and we called the fart company and the fart smell company and complained.
As you should have.
Absolutely. Vociferously.
And they'll just, if you do that now, they'll just send you that video. Prove it works.
Well, they should.
Or maybe they just improved on the chemical makeup.
That should be their new commercial.
God, oh, really?
It looks like they're really kicking ass with that stuff now, which I'm glad to see. So, what's popping? It's the DealsInTheD.com studios, and we're recording just a little bit early today, because Radiohead is tonight at Little Caesars Arena.
Sweet.
And I understand there's an extra ticket because...
Yeah, does anybody want to go?
Is Jim Bentley on a tight leash again?
No. Well, some plans. We had some plans. We had a fifth wedding anniversary Friday.
When were those plans made?
Friday. Today is Sunday.
A while ago. Well, a week ago. Well, Kate makes plans. I don't fucking know.
Congratulations on the anniversary.
Thank you. And Bren's birthday was yesterday. But then
that's
I couldn't
yesterday,
go.
The anniversary Sunday. Saturday, for Friday. This is Sunday.
Right, but we couldn't go out Friday because we had to set up for the birthday yesterday.
Thursday night?
Friday night.
No, but Thursday night, was that open?
Thursday night?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we weren't ready then. I wasn't ready.
Radiohead, I mean, they don't come around every day.
No.
Well, I might, what, if the
years,
ticket's still there, I'll,
and don't
believe
forget,
me,
tomorrow morning is your chance to win a pair of tickets to see this man live in concert.
It's just surprising because I know how much you love them.
Hold on.
I'm trying to figure out what the tightest leash in this room
you know,
is.
No,
I think
you know what's
I know.
Funny? I gave Kate some shit this morning because I'm like, so we were going to go out to dinner today. And I was talking to her this morning. And then yesterday she said, no, we're not going to go. And then today.
It's off. It's off.
Right. And then today she started saying she wanted to go.
You
oh,
the plans go to Radiohead.
Don't
can't
start
go.
Fighting
well,
with
I know.
Me.
And I said, we're doing the podcast early. I
Sounds
turned down
like you're
Radiohead.
Straining to do some explaining.
Turned down Radiohead to stay home and or to go
no,
out to eat.
You've had your limit today. You drink water.
I don't want to drink water.
I couldn't Radiohead. Believe that at his age, he was walking around in public
with his hair parted down the middle.
Actual audio. It is kind of parted down the middle right now, I think, right now.
Actual audio of Kate. I don't understand if the dinner was canceled, why is it on the books? That was a chance to say, I got a Radiohead ticket, I got to go, no, I can't go.
Until maybe 30 minutes ago, I didn't know the ticket was still available. And just, you know, I didn't
When did you tell me you couldn't go, though?
But wait, when Sunday night dinner was canceled, it seems to me that was time to check on the
radio. Well, it wasn't canceled till yesterday during the
party. They're going to dedicate this song to you.
Oh. Bullshit. I'll sing it. Have they been playing this song?
No. Uh-uh.
Really?
What song is
this? Anything from the Bends?
High and Dry.
They sing Fake Plastic Trees.
Just like Jim left me with this ticket.
No, well, I'm going to change
this. Turn off the water.
I'm going to lay down the law. Turn off the water.
We should keep a Titus Leash competition going. That's tight, man. I have no idea.
It's not that tight. Oh, and Mark said, so Mark kind of asked me to go and then said, oh, someone else is going. And then I called him Thursday.
No. I said, originally, Julie's sister might go.
Right.
And then I said, I don't think she is, so can you go? And then you sheepishly called me and left me high and dry, which is fine. Oh, it's okay.
Well, asshole. I want to go. You think I love Radiohead.
Oh, should we call Kate and maybe see if we can...
Yeah, ask on your behalf.
Seriously, can you? That would give me a better chance.
I'm afraid of Kate now.
No, I know. Look at my text. It says, I'm going to Radiohead. I haven't hit send yet. I'm afraid I'll get...
I'll hit it for you. Let me
hit it. See what she says. We may have to... I may need some help.
Oh, this could get really ugly.
Blame it on me.
Yes. So if that happened, it'll probably allow me to go because she won't want to say no. But then I'll be in the doghouse.
Just send her an eggplant and the erupting volcano.
Well, the question is Radiohead worth the doghouse?
Yeah, for me, yes.
I would think so.
I'm always in the doghouse.
How long will the doghouse last?
Nah, a few days. Nothing I can't deal with.
Hold on. Doghouse can be punishing.
Yeah, she knows that's not happening. Mark wrote, but to make it up, I'll buy you some diamonds.
Well, I don't know what she wants.
I get in trouble. I got her a anniversary gift. She didn't get me one, so maybe I should...
What?
I didn't care.
There you
care.
Go. There's your gift.
Hey, why didn't she get you one?
I don't know.
Care. Then you got yourself a gift.
Really.
You got
exactly.
The Radiohead
that's going to be my gift.
Yeah, absolutely. What'd you get her?
It's the wood anniversary, so I got her some wooden thing with a pineapple. She likes pineapple.
Well, you follow all these rules.
And I sent her flowers at work.
I don't take no orders from no woman, by the way.
It seems like a Radiohead ticket is a small compensation for that.
Actually, I was going to try to squeeze out Nine Inch Nails tickets for the anniversary. That's not till October, so I still have time.
Does Kate like Radiohead?
Yeah, she loves
them. She does?
She might be a little jealous. That might be part of it.
I don't listen to women yelling. I tell them to shut up.
I don't. I do what I'm told.
Play a concert sometime.
Oh, my. Well, let's see where this goes. Please keep me posted on any additional text messages.
I definitely will.
As a result of this. I wanted to mention Tiger Woods was in competition today for a major, which was pretty interesting.
It was exciting, man.
It was.
He has faltered at the end of majors, really for the last 8-9 years.
Yeah. God, Tiger!
He didn't used to do that.
No,
ever.
He was running out of steam. I don't know. He made
was he bogeying and stuff at the end? I didn't get to
you
see
know,
it.
You know what really was in the beginning was everybody else was having terrible rounds, and he was pretty consistent. I think he only had, two birdies on the front nine. And so it caught him up a little bit, it was really jammed at the top.
But he was in the lead for, a hole?
He was tied. Was he tied for the lead? But he was up at one point.
I don't know what to do with Tiger Woods. There's a part of me wants to root for him because he's old and broken down. And
comeback story.
I understand that.
We love comeback stories.
Yeah. But on the other hand.
Especially from whores and drugs.
I still think he's a horrible asshole. I mean, just a brutal, brutal asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, that book did not help him in my esteem.
But honestly, it's just more fun when he's playing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know the other golfers that well, so it's almost not fair. I know too much about him. He's a complete dick.
Spieth made a push. I don't even know who this guy is that won.
I feel like if I openly root against the only black guy, then I'm a total racist.
Well, you're only half right. He's only part black, so.
Oh, that's right.
A quarter black. He's a combination.
Oh, quarter, yeah.
He's only a quarter black?
Yeah, combination.
How much?
Caucasian, black,
well,
Indian,
I'm not
and Asian.
For him
yeah, so you don't like
then?
Asians, Indians, or blacks. Right?
No, I just think he's a dick. I mean, I know. Are most people rooting for him now? They must be. I assume they are.
Sure.
Because he hasn't won in so long.
It's kind of how I felt. I agree with you, Drew. He's a dick, and I hated him for it, but I couldn't help myself but to root for him.
Yeah, I mean, even seeing him get excited or emotional about winning, you'd be like, oh, why would this make me feel good? He's a complete jerk. He's just going to go out and nail two whores.
I don't even care about the whores or the drugs. It's just that he's just an weird asshole. Oh, did you see his warm-up?
He's an asshole to the whores, too.
No, I know, but it's the fact that he was an asshole that bothers me, not the whores and the drugs.
He's a jerk to anyone who gets close to him in any way, shape, or form in his life. He eventually screws them.
But it's not his fault. His dad was a dick.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to blame
There's
him.
That.
Did you see the video of him on Thursday leaving the course for the warm-up, and there's like six kids with their pens and autographs?
I did not.
And he just marched on right by him. Well, that's, very annoyed.
That's par for the course in Tiger Woods' world.
Almost pushed them aside. Like, he just
he did push them aside.
Right in between them.
Yeah. No, that's what he does, though. He's always done that. I mean, that's nothing. That's just a reminder.
Yeah, I'm working.
Well, yeah, he was working. Leave him alone.
He was leaving work.
And by the way,
you're right.
It's so important. His work is so important.
Life changing.
Very.
Ugh. Well,
God, Tiger.
From there, you know, I wanted.
I never would have watched that if he wasn't even close to.
No, I agree. I'm very interested in him always, and he's a fantastic. He's the greatest player probably ever. And when he was on his game, it was incredible.
I think ideally, I'd like him to make a playoff for a major and then choke spectacularly.
Ooh. After he made a huge comeback to down four strokes with two holes to go, eagles in both.
That terrible.
And shots that are so bad, they bring a bunch of, Tiger, God damn it.
They had a nice oh shit go over NBC. I can't remember who it was that.
Was it Molinari?
It wasn't Molinari because I think it was the American that was at top that I never heard of. But it was the clearest. He just hit it and he goes, oh shit.
He is, you know, if nothing else, Tiger Woods is prolific. He's the best golfer. He nailed more whores. I mean, he was when he was nailing whores. Oh my God! Nobody has ever nailed more whores. That was amazing.
He's a Michael Jordan of nailing
whores.
When he was doing drugs, he was doing tons. I mean, he didn't know what city he was in when they pulled him over.
Well, it was a good thing. It cleared his brain of everything that didn't matter.
He is.
He's the best compartmentalizer.
He's a prolific guy. He just is. In almost every category, except for being a nice guy. He's never quite prolific there.
He's the Michael Jordan of being an asshole.
He finished three strokes down. Who won?
Molinari, the Italian.
Yeah, I was...
Jim taped this off his TV.
Shit.
I know, I taped it. And I'm playing it from my phone.
They apologized immediately.
After the break? Because they didn't do it going into the break.
He didn't say it right there. I thought...
No, he just goes, oh.
Boy, they...
The pesto shit.
They were always so wimpy about Tiger Woods, you know. Fuck! Yeah. And be like, and Tiger Woods not too happy with that shot.
Tiger's clearly disappointed.
Jim Nance.
Nance.
Jim Nance on the mic today.
Hello, friends. No, it was on NBC.
Did he introduce the Salahis
too? So long, man, that the bunker is not even a factor. Tiger going with driver here today. Obviously didn't like it. Oh, way back there. Got a great kick.
Why is that so much fun?
Forward to seven. The second shot for Tiger Woods out of the first cut.
Damn it. Tiger, come on.
And losing a little bit of control of his emotions. That, if it kicks a little left, oh, that is actually a pretty good break that it caught the longer grass and stayed there.
That's how I play golf.
We'd like to find a fairway here, preferably the one that's attached to this hole.
No, Tiger.
Left it to the right again.
Dumbass.
And Nick, his long game and his short game appear not to want to be on the same golf course together.
Hello, friends. Next on the tee, Mr. and Mrs. Lahey.
Before we do the break, I wanted to mention James Marchione of Fiat Chrysler.
Sergio.
Sergio. I'm going to call him James. Sir James Marchione?
No, that name doesn't go with that.
Sounds like
Marconi?
A right name.
What was Marconi's?
Sergio, of course. And now, after I say his name, I feel stupid saying this. He just seemed like a great CEO for Chrysler and Fiat. I mean, he turned Fiat around first.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing turnaround for Fiat. And then Chrysler. And you know what? He seemed like a really good guy, too.
Didn't hear much bad about him at all.
No. He sounded like he was really one of these guys that... Very driven, of course, but it sounded like he really cared about all parties involved. And boy, he really did a lot for Chrysler. Wow, did he do a lot. Did you know he hasn't worn anything but a black sweater since 2007?
What? Really? Is there a meaning behind that?
I went on images and looked for
pictures.
Is
he trying to be
too?
Steve Jobs?
Don't wear that outfit again.
Is he trying to be Elizabeth Hughes from Theranos?
Oh. Is that her name? Yes, that's her name. I think that's her name.
Oh, my God. It took me
the
a
lady
second
that
to
talks
realize
like this.
Who you were talking about.
The Theranos chick. Oh,
Hughes,
God.
Elizabeth.
I think you're right. Sounds right.
Yeah, whatever.
Isn't that weird, though? Black sweaters? I would think he'd be hot all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the summer he wears black sweaters?
Not one necktie since 2007. I like him for that, too, and I hope he's not as ill as it sounds like. I mean, he just, they literally said he's done, like, boom, like that.
Yeah,
he's
was,
supposed to work next year.
It was post shoulder surgery, too.
Shoulder?
Sounds like it might be something a little more than shoulder surgery.
Oh.
Or it could be really? Okay.
Yeah.
My shoulder.
So I hope that's not true, but nonetheless, he's been great. And when one of the big three, you know, it's really a shame to lose Mullally and Sergio in the course of a couple or 3 years.
Yeah.
Those guys have been great. But, I'm feeling... This one's not good. I hope I'm wrong. Zod M59 Chrysler Ram's 2018 summer clearance event is in full effect at DealsNAD.com. Zod Dodge Ram's summer clearance event is your absolute last chance to purchase or lease the 2018 Ram truck of your dreams. Plus, swing in before the end of the month, and Dodge Ram will give you a $25 gift card just for test driving one of their sweet-ass new Ram trucks. More importantly, after test drive and pocketing your $25 gift card, you can lease a new 18 Dodge Ram Bighorn 4x4 as low as $169 a month. $169. If you prefer to buy one of the last 18 Ram Bighorns on the planet, then be prepared to save over $13,000.
It's my dream truck, man. It's just, that's why I like.
On your purchase, $13,000. Remember, Zod Dodge Ram still has a massive selection of these trucks in stock, and the competition does not. Go surf the massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
That's what I'm going to drive.
Do you guys buy cars or lease cars?
I lease.
I buy. Yeah, I've leased.
You know, I was looking at it both ways. It seems like it's so... It seems like the way they price it, it's really hard not to do either one of them. Because the one hand you go, well, it's same difference. I'll have the car, but then the car's old and you got repairs and and you're paying less for a lease. So what are you guys laughing about? What's going on over there?
Kate said she didn't want any diamonds. And then Mark texted back, I'll get you anything you want. I'll watch the kids every weekend for the next 4 months.
Ooh.
It's brutal. 16
did not
times
laugh at that.
Two.
She doesn't want any.
That's at least 32 days.
Does that mean she
may be the worst negotiator I've ever seen?
Does that mean she wants to go to dinner tonight instead of diamonds?
No. No, I don't think
not,
so.
She's not a diamond person.
No.
The worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere.
Really
does that mean
was.
She's softening?
I don't know. I want her to soften. She doesn't want diamonds. I think that was her way of saying.
I think
I don't care
is,
about diamonds.
Does that mean that I can go to Radiohead? I think that's the next text.
Okay. Does that mean I can go? I don't want to ask it like that. Now it gives her the power.
She already knows.
She doesn't
know that she has all the negotiating power. Right
maybe
now.
It's just
talk
a,
to me,
maybe
please.
Just say, looks like I'm going to Radiohead. Thanks, honey.
Well, it's too late now. Damn it. I should have thought about it before I hit send.
What did you send?
Does that mean I can go?
Oh, okay.
I'm fucked.
Well, no, but then she fucks you over if she says no. I mean, it's a two-way street.
Yeah. So I have to be a dick to her?
If she says no, then say...
I'm not watching the kids every weekend at all, ever.
No.
Can I go when they come back in 2027 or 2036?
Oh.
They
really are on my bucket list, too, kind of. I don't hate saying bucket list. I've never seen them.
Oh, that makes it even worse. You got to go see them.
So, anyway, I get this an email from Greg Roche about their Fractora, which is a new laser treatment. And I'm like, Fractora? What? You got BBL, you got Fractora. I know they got this giant laser that, I mean, you need recovery time from, but it goes through 60 layers of skin or something. So I made the mistake of asking, well, where's Fractora fit into all this? Look at the link, this text message.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
It's almost as long as a Clark text.
I know, it is. It's very Clarky. At the end, he says, you asked, LOL.
Well, he's right.
So I'll tell you, I'll try and make this brief. Fractora would be
puts
the next.
Puts the lotion on its skin.
It would be the next level of treatment for all the same skin problems, but a step up, as in acne or wrinkles, aging skin. Some tightening, though. It's a Microneedler attached to a radio frequency, topical or sedation anesthesia, hour treatment, some redness for a few days, sunburn, discomfort. Packages sold, 500 range. Treatment may be used with skin on body, neck, face. Body treatments are alone. These are all single tools, can be used alone or in combination. We have more tools than the other guys for any skin type or color. So it is a step of a BBL, which is great. I mean, it really cleans up your face, really, really helps with wrinkles and those sort of age spots, I guess, tend to disappear, and those little veiny things that burst. Great for that, but Fractura is a step above that. But it's still not terribly expensive. And that's, I noticed, I read a little bit they had on it, and that's what they're talking about for tightening skin and helping with stretch marks. Finally, help for stretch marks. Call for a consult, 248-338-1110, 248-338-1110 for Dr. Roche. Or D-R-R-O-C-H-E. And they do have body tight. That's the next step. That's where literally you're cooking the skin and you're really tight.
Are all these prices coming down with all this new technology? Does it just make them cheaper and cheaper?
It depends. You know, if you're talking about surgery, it's still surgery. Yeah. It's being anesthetized and all that. But yeah, these lasers, you know, for the job they do, I don't think they're that expensive, really.
That looks like futuristic, beautiful stuff.
Yeah, I agree. So, D-R-R-O-C-H-E. Hey, you know what we have not done? We have not looked at Cara Mia's porn videos. Brandon was going to do some prep on this.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was watching, they had a show on Reels, I believe it was Reels, about celebrity sex tapes.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's where you saw that.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they mentioned Minka Kelly having one.
So that's real, that video?
I don't know.
I thought her boobs were bigger.
The Minka Kelly one?
The quality is utter garbage.
I know.
So I'd rather watch someone I don't know with good quality.
It was mentioned. Oh, wait, yeah, is that her on the upper left?
Yeah, the one on the upper left. That's from the video.
Really?
Brandon, upper left. No,
it's
way.
Not.
Come
that's
on.
The worst Photoshop I've ever seen.
I think it's this one. Right?
Oh, it looks like her.
It looked like
it. Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Can we get some video action?
Sure. I hope I don't. Oh, whoa. Oh, here she is.
She looks really happy. I mean, this, your mouth is wide open.
Her boobs look smaller than you.
Is this the casting?
Yeah,
coach?
I'm disappointed in that. No audio?
I don't know. There's no audio. Oh. That's not what I heard.
Well, that sure looks like a porn star dick to me.
Well, she's Minka Kelly.
I know. It's not like, I want to see Jeter with her.
What if that is Jeets?
This is Kelly.
I don't want to see Jeter pumping away.
Why not?
You don't want to watch him.
What if it's Jeter Posada? Would you watch that?
I might watch that. Just
I told Jim I would watch that, but for a totally different reason.
So I probably would watch that.
To laugh.
That date really hooked up Cara Mia's porn star status.
Oh, is that her on the right?
It's her on the left. She's all the way up to 46th. Most searched porn star.
Where is she? Oh.
Well, can we see her in action?
Sets are gigantic.
Sure, yeah. She does
a lot
of different things.
They look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
She does some solo acts.
Is that her on the right?
No, this is just an ad. You always get distracted by these ads, the GIFs that just
keep
playing.
Good.
What about the second on the left where the blonde girl's grabbing the black wiener to put... Yeah, she does some lesbian action. She'll also do some interracial threesomes.
So. Well, nothing like having a concierge for your sex. Ooh, that's a big ass. Boy.
That's how most women text, too. They just sit.
Those tits look stupid, too.
They look stupid. I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck.
See if I give a fuck. Oh, dumb. That's come on. That's dumb. Don't we agree?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm still trying to.
Strap-ons?
Strap-ons. Dumb.
I'm still trying to wrap my brain around Jimmy Garofalo going out with her. It just seems like not a great move.
Well, you think he could do maybe better? Like a better porn star even.
Well, that's what I thought was my first thought. My second thought was that's got to be shitty for endorsements and stuff. I mean,
well, maybe he doesn't care.
I realize he's got a huge
Mitch Album will like him now because he doesn't care about his brand.
I think what this means is that Jimmy Garofalo will be on Cameo in about 10 years because he does
10.
I gotta tell you,
more like three.
I hope they win the Super Bowl and he's the MVP and she's on stage with Roger Goodell.
Oh my gosh,
that would be the absolute best. Could you picture her on stage with Roger Goodell?
That would be funny. I think they'd find a way to keep
her
off the stage.
And they're just making out sloppily. She starts blowing
him
on the stage,
giving him an over the pants hand job.
He starts fingering
stage.
with that Super Bowl winning hand.
That could be funny.
In, out, three times.
I'm kind of all for that. I'm for all of that. Oh, by the way, the celebrity sex tape thing.
Yeah.
Larry Flint has a nice appearance on there. Talking about the Jackie O nude pictures.
Oh, really?
Sunbathing.
He's like, seen those, yeah.
Well, it wasn't that great of quality, but everybody knew it was the first lady. And it was a silly issue.
I don't know if I've ever.
We had to reprint it four times. Hey, that voice works for Larry Flint, doesn't it? You just need one. Yeah, it was the first lady. He's about 3 minutes in.
I bet your bush smells like Chinatown during a heat wave.
It's the worst bush.
He's about 3 minutes in on Celebrity Sex Tape. That was a good show, by the way, Jim.
Was that after the Menendez?
No, it was.
Different day?
It was last night, I think. I just started recording things wildly on.
I should have done
that. Reels. The Beach Boys Breaking the Band is tonight.
Oh, that's tonight?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Oh, well.
I can watch it.
There's something for Kate to do.
Is that the picture, Mark?
No. Look at that bad Photoshop of Jackie O. Spread eagle. No bush.
I know.
Her face is at a steak dinner. And the rest of her is just spread eagle.
Bush.
There's Larry.
I got to hear that voice again.
Brought it up, Brandon.
So pumped to hear Larry.
Does he cough after? Wasn't that Larry?
America
cares like about it. Follow Marauders. Celebrity, their lives are better than mine. I want to know all about it. And it's sex, and we're repressed.
Shut
so
up, lady.
Anything sex is exciting.
But the fascination with seeing forbidden celebrity fruit didn't start with a Hollywood starlet. It started with a first lady.
There was Jackie Onassis, which if you really want to go back to the Larry Flint day and age,
sex tape broker,
Larry was
talking.
Probably
what an
the
asshole.
First person who exposed us to what we know as the modern day sex tape or sex photos, in that he had Jackie Everything Onassis in the 60s. Nude. That's a big deal.
It wasn't necessarily the quality. They were taken with a telescopic lens, you know. It was just the mere fact that it was her. There was no question about that. And she was sunbathing in the nude.
What?
Hustler magazine published the nude photos in 1975.
The
scandal was immediate. Backlash raged over the invasion of the former first lady's privacy. But the public's appetite was ravenous.
I feel like this is some goddamn National Geographic shit.
It was amazing. We sold out the issue in less than 3 days. I went back to press 3 different times. Public was just insatiable for that photo feature.
So when somebody who appears to be an innocent type starlet or somebody that you wouldn't normally think about in a sexual way has dirty pictures of her,
the
whole ballgame changes.
She would not be my first choice.
Because now you
want to
see, what does that person look like naked?
Jackie and her husband shrugged off the controversy, and her image survived the nude photos.
She had a pretty good butt.
The scandal faded.
Yeah. You need to drop some implants in her.
Just a couple.
Wouldn't it be wild?
Just because it's in print doesn't mean it's the gospel.
What if Jackie O had literally dropped a couple giant basketball-sized implants in there?
In the middle of like 1960?
Yeah. I don't know, 75, 78. That would have been hot.
Or right after her husband, right after 63.
Oh,
she
immediately.
She got him in 64.
Immediately after.
They're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore.
You know what's really weird was the story after Jackie O was about Jane Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first female on the NFL shows, like NFL Today. Yeah. Along the lines of Phyllis George was on one, or maybe she was after Phyllis George. I don't know. But all of a sudden, boom, the sex tape comes out of her. And it was one of the first, really, celebrity sex tapes. And unfortunately for her, her husband was fisting her.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Maybe she
liked it, though.
She was pretty ahead of the curve on that, because I don't think you see a lot of that in celebrity sex tapes, do you?
Oh, here it is.
Okay, response?
Yeah. Looks like I'm in. Who's wearing the fucking pants now?
Yeah, right.
I was sweating it pretty hard. Oh, what?
What'd she say?
I'll read them to you. Did I say you couldn't? I'm confused.
Oh. Hot.
Oh, now I'm starting to feel like you were just trying to blow me off by using Kate.
I knew
Kate.
It was going to come off that way. No.
Just trying to blow me off.
I wouldn't have done that
with me.
I only do that to Maz.
Oh, gross.
Brand House. Oh, my God. Whoa.
Hey, that's not a fist.
Well, it's going to be.
It's like four finger, three finger.
Well, yeah.
Come on, dude. You can do better than that.
It's only four.
Hold your horses.
Oh, wait. Oh.
Get that thumb in there,
How
and then I'll be
impressed.
How
can you see what's going on there? Oh.
You see, he looks like he's shaking it like a hand. Quality is atrocious.
She's a fan.
What year was this?
It was like 82 or something.
Back in 82?
Wait, is she crying or is she happy?
I don't know. That's what I'm...
She likes it.
I'm not sure I would want to be part of all that.
That's Jane Kennedy?
Yeah. By the way, isn't she huge now?
I don't know.
I think she's ballooned.
I'm going to shove my fist.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah, we both stopped it at the same time?
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
Hard and fast. Not in a sexual way. In a I am pissed off at you way.
Oh, talking about being on the same page. Fire the drop at the same time and pause it at the same time.
That's
this
quite
is pretty much the worst video ever made.
It's
it's pretty grainy. It sounds to me like they were splitting up and her husband just to be a dick.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah. And
what
it's
an
also,
asshole.
Also sounds like the network said, bye. And it wasn't even mass distributed. Wow. It was just getting around.
Also, bye.
So how did it...
See, people got fired for dumb stuff back then.
How did it get out? Did you already say
that?
Thanks
for listening to the podcast.
Fuck, I was texting Kate. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty blatant one. It looks like number 11 for Jim Bentley.
Still behind. Man, I was only one behind you, or one ahead of you.
Wait, look at Maz at 18?
Yeah, he got a ton last time.
Yeah, he did.
Frankly, we're too easy on him.
Who's the leader of the non-show members? Phil Coyne, the usher?
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
Four.
He's still the leader in most per minute.
Rayshon has two.
Rayshon has two.
Andrea Kelly has two.
Who?
Phil Coyne got it.
The hell is Andrea Kelly?
I can't remember.
This is your methane has one. Hawking has one.
Righteous Rick has one.
Oh, oh boy.
Hawk even has one. Somebody's complaining that the Hawk has not been on the show lately.
Have you heard from Righteous Rick lately?
I have not.
Okay. He sent me a text. Hang on. I'm going to read this verbatim. Hey, I need an address to send you some court paperwork and a few things. I'm going to open a can of shit with the assholes who set me up. And I want to air the shit and send you court papers and get his pussy ass on the podcast. You remember, I don't know who this is,
oh
but
boy.
You remember, I'm not gonna say who it is, but you remember blank the asshole. On top of everything, now it's time to open this. And that was at Tuesday at 5:35. I didn't reply. And then Wednesday, yo, did you get my message, tough guy?
Oh boy.
I didn't know what to say.
Maybe we need to have him on to find out exactly what he's trying to do.
Okay.
I mean, he's already served his time. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure what.
I don't know. I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah.
See, can you give me more info, dude?
Well, the last time, I believe he had a beef with was that his wife?
I don't even know who the hell you are.
And his wife came on the show? Wasn't his wife?
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a long time
that
ago.
That didn't
though.
Go the way I was expecting it to go.
No, that was weird.
Because she kind of surprised us with a few things that I don't think he was planning on them either.
Weird.
It got a little crazy. It was good radio, though. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It got really awkward, though.
Confusing, but yeah.
Okay. So, where was I before
Sex
Jane
tapes.
Kennedy and...
Larry.
Yeah. Clark. You know, I wanted to move on from there. Although the show's still running, so I'm sure it'll distract us many times over the course of the next 45 minutes.
What's that picture up there that you
She's
had?
Sitting on it?
Oh. Damn, boy. Okay. Never mind.
45 minutes.
What was up? Wait, what was up there? I didn't see it.
It was a picture of Jane Kennedy sitting on it.
Oh, okay.
But I was confused because the quality is so bad.
And all you could see was a
bareback, baby. No Jimmy. Raw dog.
I think there's a big... I feel like this will be really big. Maybe I'm crazy. The Florida Stand Your Ground case.
Oh, this is going to be big.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really big. I'm surprised it's not bigger already.
Weekend. Isn't it just happening Friday?
Give it tomorrow, maybe.
But they announced that they weren't going to press charges, and I thought, oh, this is going to blow up. And I guess it's in the process of blowing up. Tomorrow will be big because it'll be everywhere tomorrow.
It's quite appalling.
It's really a horrible, horrible story in almost every respect, because what you have is a black couple with their 5-year-old son. And, you know, I don't think the race of the people is important, but it will be. It's one of those things where I don't care what race they are. I would feel the same way no matter what.
It
doesn't matter.
It's becoming an issue now because did you see the witness that popped up today talking about it who claims that guy yelled at him for parking in a handicapped spot and also called him the N-word, which I don't know if I necessarily believe that guy. Right. I kind of feel like they just found him at the convenience store. And it doesn't even matter to the story anyway, because it's not like anybody knew this guy.
Well, it'll change the story a little bit.
But why?
Just because he's a racist now?
I don't think. Well, for me at least, it doesn't.
Yeah,
change the story.
I don't know if I don't know
all.
If I believe it at all. Anyway,
it's still,
okay. So
it's
you have
still disgusting.
You have this this couple and their 5-year-old. They park in a handicapped spot. The man goes in to buy something. It's like a convenience store. It's a big store. He comes out and there's a dude at his wife's door, yelling at her because she's parked in a handicapped spot.
Yes.
Which I guess she was.
Yes, she was.
And I think those details matter. I think so frequently we don't hear. It's like, well, was she or wasn't she? And it's and you know, I think those things are. It's not really germane to me, but in a way, I just like to know. So he's being really he's being very animated about it, and the boyfriend walks up and he starts sort of getting into it with him, like, "Hey, fucker, you're parked in a handicapped spot. What's the hell?"
Pretty well, quick, though. I mean,
yeah, it accelerates very quickly, and the guy who's parked in the handicapped spot just shoves the guy to the ground. Pretty. I don't want to say violently, but I mean, it's a pretty direct, aggressive shove. The guy falls on the ground. He's probably what 6-7 feet away, mm-hmm. and he's lying on the ground there. And it's funny because I saw the video and I was like, "Wait, what? Did I see what I just thought I saw?" Mm-hmm. He pulls out a gun, he has a concealed weapons permit, and he shoots the black guy and kills him
yeah.
on the spot.
With the 5-year-old kid watching.
Now, yep.
The second he pulls out the gun, too, that guy just starts going the other way, obviously to get away.
I think if you really feared for your life, I don't think you would need to shoot the guy just then. Ooh. But in Florida, because of Stand Your Ground, if he indeed felt threatened... And I guess it's pretty clear that, well, if a guy shoved you like that, you would be threatened. I mean, this law is so flawed.
It is so terribly flawed. And that's what I'm going to, you're going to see a lot of hatred going at the prosecutor who declined to press charges and maybe the police.
Well, it's going to go to the next level.
It's just
somebody else is gonna,
a shit law.
It is. And here we are. How many years after George Zimmerman? 6 years later, and nothing's been fucking done about the stupid law, which we knew was stupid when that happened. Really?
No, they love it. They think it's a great law.
Is that the case? Is it popular in Florida?
It's a very popular.
Is it popular
law.
Everywhere? Or is it just popular in Florida? I mean, do we know?
There's a lot of people that like it. There'll be people that will defend this.
I don't like it. You know why I don't like it? Because most people don't walk around with guns.
Yeah.
So it's great. If you're the one threatened or you feel you're threatened and you have the gun, then yeah, good for you. You can just terminate
well,
the guy.
Well, the problem, I don't like it. What is the definition of threatened? Yeah, the guy's an asshole.
No, exactly.
The guy's an asshole for shoving him.
Yeah,
does that mean you get to shoot him? Are you really that threatened? He's walking.
Plus he was yelling at your wife or girlfriend.
I think we're turning anyone into a gun, into police.
It's the escalation of 3 asshole moves in a row.
Yeah.
One, a guy, or 4 asshole moves in a row. Someone parks in handicap. Yep. I hate that. It's a pet peeve of mine. I'm not going to confront him. I'm just going to go, look at that asshole. Number 2, the guy confronts her and starts yelling at her.
Yeah.
It's an elevated asshole move for somebody parking in a spot. The response to that was over the top because the guy shoved him.
Can I add one more thing?
The response to that was way over the top because the guy shoots the other guy.
I just want to add one more thing. Why didn't she just move the car?
Why not just move the car?
I mean, if somebody confronts, if you're in a handicapped spot and somebody says something, I'm going to move the car because I just feel like, well, I can't possibly excuse this.
My husband just ran
said,
in. I'll move
fuck
it.
Fuck you.
Still.
I'll park where I want.
Well, we don't know. We don't know what the response was.
Well, it wasn't to move the car.
No, but we don't know.
Neither one of them said, I'm going to move the car. I'm sorry. They just was like, fuck you, you asshole. And he's a confrontational dick. He was right in that case, but I don't know.
I don't think he deserves to be shoved for... I don't think the lady should have been yelled at for parking there. I don't think he should have been shoved for yelling at her. And that guy certainly shouldn't have been shot for shoving that guy.
Well, I can't really criticize him. I don't know what his deal is. Does he have someone handicapped in his family? I don't know.
I don't know. He didn't have a tag, though.
No. But...
Why is he the vigilante? Why is he...
I don't know why he's the handicapped space vigilante, but...
I mean, who does that?
Think there's anything wrong with saying, hey, you're parked in a handicapped space.
But then keep walking. Move on. No, why do you want to get in an argument with... I don't have a problem with that.
I totally agree. He clearly wants... I think people that want to take people on endlessly for this, they want confrontation. Obviously, yeah. They love it.
Yeah.
Frankly, if he was walking
call
into the
police.
Store and,
well, call the fucking cops if you're that upset.
Do you really want to call the cops?
No, I don't really want to.
Well, I don't really want to do that
then
either.
Then he go viral and lose his job because he's calling the police on a black person right. Parking in a handicapped space.
But why not just say something and then go about your day? Why do you have to get in an argument?
Say it under your breath.
I don't think I'd say anything personally. I wouldn't say anything because I don't want
to. I would
trouble.
Just make a mark in my head going, that person's an asshole.
Exactly. That means when I see that guy again. Well, I'll hold the door open for someone. They don't say thank you, and I just yell, "You're welcome," really loudly. Yeah, yeah. Make sure they hear it. But
sounds like you want a confrontation.
But I don't want to confront. But I want them to know.
I do that.
Asshole.
I do that all the time to Charlotte.
To Charlotte.
When I give her something and she doesn't say thank you, I just sit there and say, "You're welcome," repeatedly till she says thank you.
Well, you wonder where she gets
She's
it
gonna
from.
She's
going
to shoot me one of these days.
She gets it from Dad.
He's going to shove me and I'm going to shoot her.
I just can't believe this guy is executed. Executed.
I know.
Executed. Yeah. And it's okay.
Insane.
No problem. If it happens again, do the same thing.
It's insane.
So this guy can go get another confrontation. And if he gets shoved, he can shoot somebody else.
But this stand your ground. I get it if someone comes into your house. But a guy pushed. Yep. He didn't continue. He just pushed you down.
Once again, how do you define your ground? I mean, George Zimmerman's ground was wherever he was.
I know, so dumb.
George Zimmerman, by the way, I hate to go back to that because I remember all the shit I took for defending Trayvon Martin. Not defending Trayvon Martin. I was really attacking George Zimmerman because they told him the police are on the way.
Yeah,
you're not a policeman. Just forget it. But no, he had to push it. And by the way, Trayvon Martin did live there, so he was totally in the wrong. And you know what? I really don't even mind Trayvon Martin kicking his ass a little bit. He wasn't going to fucking kill him. He wasn't standing his ground. Fuck you. He just happened to have a gun, so he was very confident going after someone.
I don't think he should have kicked his ass because that nut job was following him, but, you know.
I don't even know what happened. I don't think we still know. You know, supposedly his life was in danger.
Bullshit.
I don't believe that either. But
it was in danger because he...
The point is, you know, when...
Put himself in
with
danger.
The Stand Your Ground law, you give assholes like this guy who wants to be Mr. Confrontational over handicapped space, he is the ultimate authority because when somebody... gets a little aggressive, he can go, "Oh, I'm scared."
It's so, almost like you're giving police protection to someone who's not a cop.
Right. No, that's exactly how I felt about him shooting him. It's like, what, you think you're a cop? The guy does something to you're just another citizen causing
but that's
a conflagration here. You're not a cop.
That's why they shouldn't have that protection, because they're not trained like police.
But the stand your ground doesn't always apply, because there was the guy who shot the individual in the movie theater. Because they got into it over popcorn or something.
Oh, well, that was absurd, though.
Was that in
that
Florida,
was absurd.
Too?
Yes.
Well, this is the same thing
absurd.
To me.
It wasn't even close. This guy did shove him to the ground. He was a big guy. I mean, don't get me wrong. I in no way feel this guy. If I was that guy, I would have got up and walked away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but that guy would
have
just...
He had a gun. If the guy followed him, he had a fucking gun, for Christ's sake.
Now, there's the other thing. When he pulls it out, the victim... walks the other way and goes the other way pretty fucking fast.
Can we watch it? Let's just
watch
it.
Well, he gets hit and runs in the
store, can you pull it up,
Brandon? Store, right?
It's right here.
This is so this is so incredibly
disturbing.
Don't
make it full screen or anything.
Yeah, can you make it smaller? By the way, pause it. That guy's illegally parked. The shooter, that's not a spot. That is not a spot.
Doesn't look like it.
Hard to see, but you think you're right.
No, he checks the tags to see, and those aren't handicapped tags.
Okay, why not?
Why is he tapping the car?
Why doesn't she move the fucking car here?
She should. I'm sure if she knew that her guy was going to come out and shove him and then get shot, she would have. She's probably saying, "You're not in a spot." Look how long this argument goes.
I know. It's amazing. Why? I would just move the fucking car.
Yeah, but
why
I would
argue
not.
Argue with this
but
guy?
Why is he arguing?
Oh, because she knows this guy's coming outside.
And that's when
she
opens
the
door.
She gets out of the car.
Oh, man.
Pause it really quick.
Yeah, so I can see why
pause, pause, pause a second. That guy just walked up and shoved him. That was a little more aggressive than I thought it was.
No,
not that I think he should be shot.
No. You're right. It was terribly aggressive. She's getting out of the car,
though. She's getting out of the car.
So put yourself in his mindset. You see your girl getting out of the car, and that guy's really close to her. I don't know.
Why is she getting out of the car, though?
Because she sees her man coming, probably.
Probably.
And she's getting top. Oh, that's just
she's
sick.
She's got backup.
Yep.
Shoves him.
Okay, so what? Yeah, he's got a skinned knee.
Right. Goes out. Pause. Look. Other way. The guy's going the other way.
Wow. There's so much wrong about this.
All over a skinned
knee. So much wrong about this. This, to me, represents so many things going on right now.
That guy, whoa.
Oh, look at the other guy. Yeah. Almost in the background. Fuck.
Oh, man. Then you watch him get shot.
His kid's still inside, isn't he?
Oh, yes.
It was his kid in the car. I think his kid was in the car and saw it happen.
Oh, there was another kid in, because there's a video.
And that guy's still on the
ground.
There's
a video from it. Well, he's hurt.
Oh, get up. You're okay, you pussy.
You need
Mr.
Some, Neil Sporn in a
handicap spot. Steve.
Hank. Handicap
Hank.
It's got to be alliterative.
Handicap Hank. You said there was another angle?
There was a video from inside the convenience store where you can see him come back in.
Oh, really? Oh,
I haven't seen that one yet.
Is that in color? I hope not.
You know what, Jim? I think it was. It was much better quality.
You know, this is really rabbit holey of me, but I want to know a little bit about the background of the guy that shoved him, because he really just came out and was like, fuck you.
Well,
the only other thing we've heard is
the other guy who said that guy yelled at him for parking in a handicapped spot and called him the N-word a week ago. But, who knows if that's true. I don't even think that matters that much to the story.
No. I don't think it does.
But I don't think this is the first time he yelled at somebody for parking in a handicapped spot.
No, and again, great point. He's not even. He could have parked in a spot. He was.
Don't you have a feeling that's what she was saying?
I think. You know what I think happened? Here's what I think happened. I think he parked there to confront the chick.
Oh, he absolutely did.
He's T-boned to her.
Yeah.
He pulled in.
He's just pulling up to go, hey, bitch.
He saw that car there and pulled right up.
Look at how many different ways that thing could have changed. She could move the car. He could not bother. He could go, oh, fuck, what difference does it make? And go on his business, but we know that's impossible.
That's what I mean about every
guy could
step
have said,
gets escalated.
The other guy could have said, look, be on your way. We won't do it again. Sorry. Whatever.
So the other
and
thing,
this prick could have not shot him. He could have gotten his car and driven away.
So should that guy feel bad? Pretend you yelled at someone for parking in a handicap spot. They don't have a sticker, but they come out and they're clearly, they just got hurt. You know, they have a cane or a walker.
Oh,
I think that's that bad. If it's someone that really need to park, hey, I didn't go to the doctor. I didn't get my.
Well, you'd think she could clear that up in 5 seconds and say, listen, our sticker ran out or whatever, but this is just really so stupid.
Yeah, and he's going at it for a long time.
You can tell that he's also like, this is a pretty heated exchange of words, because this is the dude here who walks up and he notices that something's going on, and he's the one that kind of sticks around to see him get shot too, see? And then he runs away. So that argument itself, the guy must have been screaming at her, because it stops him prior.
Well, that's why I think the kid is still inside. But pulling out the gun does what the intention is, which is to get that guy away from him. So why do you pull the trigger?
Yeah, you shouldn't. Or shoot him in the foot.
Because he wanted to shoot him.
I always feel it's easier said than done. But
he wanted to shoot.
Yeah, I feel like if
I
had to.
I think he's a real.
Once he got pushed down,
he's an unempowered asshole who feels like Mr. Big Shit with a gun. But you know, there are those people.
Shot him in the stomach or the chest, it looks like.
And this guy has no problem throwing his weight around, obviously.
Shoot him in the
kneecap. He really shoved the shit out of him.
I don't want to kill anyone.
Oh, my
God. In the leg.
That is Jesus Christ. You know, it's amazing. The guy does move away, but you can tell.
He's still saying something to him. But
yeah, he has.
I
don't think.
Careful! I got a gun.
But I think it looks to me, if I had to guess, he's thinking, "There's no way this guy's gonna fucking shoot me." Is
no,
he?
Yeah, over this stupid thing.
Yeah,
that sucks.
Wow,
it's awful.
Yeah, because now you'll get pictures of that guy when 10 years ago, if he was posing with a knife or something, and they'll say, "Look, this guy was a bad dude."
And he has a bandana.
Oh, the dead guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, got shot.
We'll see something.
So he'll
if I had my gun.
Something will come out about him to make him the bad guy.
As if,
to make
everybody
the
as if that guy knew that about him.
Exactly. Or anyone
did. Well, I was just interested. I was just curious. I don't think it matters.
It really illustrates how
stupid it'll all come out.
And
we're gonna,
it'll be a decisive thing, because the same thing happened with Trayvon. They used some outlets used pictures of him when he was really young, and then other outlets used pictures of him when he was posing with a gun or something.
Something or looked. So.
Well, we'll hear all about both these guys. We'll know everything about both these guys as if it means anything. They don't know each other. They're both being assholes, and one guy decides he's just going to execute the guy.
Fun.
At least in this case, we can see what happened, unlike Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin, where we had to hear all this drama And you know, once the lawyer,
we don't know what was said though.
But we did find out.
But
that
I don't
George
think it
Zimmerman,
matters. We can see. We know enough. She's parked in a handicapped space. He's being a dick about it. He won't let it go. The guy comes out and just shoves him, which was really not a good response. And the guy's like, "I've got the gun, ha ha."
Well, because the law is so ridiculous, then no charges, well, not even an arrest.
You can also see that the guy shoves him, and he's not moving toward him. He's not going to do anything. Yeah. I don't know where that's going from there. I suspect in most cases the person just tucks their head between their legs and leaves. Maybe gets a license plate number. You can charge him with assault if you really want to.
Can we stop having major escalations to silly problems?
Ugh. No, we can't.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. You know, it's not most people. It's just a select. It's just too large a select group, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's funny too, because like with Zimdog, we now see since that event, he's had how many run-ins? Like 8 different run-ins.
Well, you know, he's
an asshole.
He's like OJ. He's just intent on proving what an asshole he is, and he will continue to because he is an asshole, and OJ's a murderer. So, on that note, our good friends at Zodford and Howard are loving the Take the Mask to the Top listener contest for the month of July. To heat things up, here are a couple of Zodford summer sales event deals that might be enough to get you to go see Maz and throw your name in the hat to visit the dealsinthed.com studio. How about 0% financing for 72 months? Wow, 72 months.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's not a bad deal.
And up to $2,500 in rebates on select new Fords. Plus, Maz waiving his commission.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
save you money.
Are you even going to have to pay it? They're probably going to have to pay you to take the car.
I was up in Clarkston on Saturday. I was like, oh, I should go over see Maz. And I remembered it was Saturday.
Oh, no. He would never be there on Saturday. Unless you called him 3 days ahead.
That is what my thinking was. I'm like, oh, I should go see Maz. He's not going to be there.
By the way, why do you have to contact him if you want to go on Saturday?
He has the busiest schedule.
He'll have the weekends off, you know.
But that makes the person buying the car have one more thing to do. I think you should contact Gabara.
Oh.
And leave it up to Steve.
Jim's gone. Jim, did you see this last text from Kate?
No way. No.
I don't know what you wrote back to her, but she says, yeah, we'll go. Where are you guys going?
We'll go.
Says, yeah, we'll
maybe
go.
Maybe it meant well. Yeah, we'll go.
I wanted you to go.
Is there an apostrophe after the E?
I'll show you what I wrote.
I wanted you to go and would have got you a ticket if I could. How much is it up? The ticket's free. I'm giving it to Jim.
Oh,
hold on. Jeez, learn how to type, Kate.
She probably didn't expect it to be read aloud.
She said she was confused. And I said, no. I told Mark no because we were going to dinner. When I got here, he said he still had an extra ticket. Just him and Julie are going. Oh, maybe she got confused there. Yeah, well, go. I wanted you to go.
Well, you better. I don't know. Exactly. You don't want to make a decision without
it. No, looks I already like said I'm going.
Looks like that ticket's still up in the air.
No, it's not. It's so not.
I think she means we'll go. Yeah, we'll go. She's putting the heat on you to get another ticket.
She already got a sitter.
Yes.
Actually, we did have a sitter for tonight. We canceled it. And we watched their kids last night. Their kids stayed over.
Well, if you cancel the sitter, then one of you has to stay anyway. So it works out perfectly. She stays and you go to the show.
Exactly.
Plus, Zod Ford is leasing the new brand new 18 Ford EcoSport starting at $122 a month. Are you serious? Or at least a new 18 Ford Escape as low as $137 a month. Finally, it's America's number one selling truck, a new 18 Ford F-150 Super Cab 4x4 as low as $161 a month.
Are you serious? What are you talking about?
I know, it's crazy. Buy a vehicle from Zod Ford in July. Odds are you will have about 1 in 25 chance. Ooh, 25. That's Steve has big plans for Maz this month.
Ooh.
25 sets of wheels to win the coveted trip to Drew's basement. Only from your friends at Zod Ford and dealsinthed.com.
I don't normally comment on the commercials, but that commercial makes me just a little horny.
Zax.
Zax.
Coming up. When people come to the Yaldo Eye Center to get a free evaluation for custom LASIK or the incredible multifocal lens implants, they're asked how they heard of us. Many will say a year ago on TV or 6 months ago on a this or that radio station. It's because eye surgery can be a tough decision. We know we'll benefit. We've talked about the many ways. Life-changing, that you're now free from the bother and poor performance of glasses, contacts, etc. That you'll see better without those ancient technologies than you ever could with them. Dr. Yaldo is Michigan's premier eye surgeon, having performed over 30,000 LASIK and over 10,000 cataract and lens replacement procedures. Should I go see him for my vision issues? Yes. Have I? No, but I will. with the state-of-the-art custom LASIK and multifocal lens replacement for people 50-plus. Over 95% walk out of Dr. Yalda's office with better than 20/20 vision and have no need for reading glasses or contacts. So, you wait a year, you can do yourself a favor and call today, 1-800-398-EYES. That's true. The sooner you get it, the more value you get for your surgery. 1-800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com, and, of course, ask for the exclusive Drew and Mike discount.
Hey, and I got this surgeon who comes highly recommended on Yelp and some bus stations, and he says that I need surgery, so...
All right, so stand your ground. You know, another big story today. The James Gunn story been percolating over the last day or so. He did the, what's the one, part one, two, and three? The
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, which everyone has seen. I even saw one and didn't remember that I saw it.
Wait, there's third one?
Fired!
Third one's coming out. Or they're about to start on it.
Yeah, but he's supposed to write it and direct it.
Yeah, not anymore.
They're good movies. I like them.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Really music good. Is cool. Yeah. Great soundtrack.
Soundtracks are always great.
Well directed.
I wasn't crazy about the movie, but it's not really my kind of movie. But anyway, he, it turns out, has some tweets from 7 or 8 years ago that are bad enough.
Just so you know, he's 40. What is he, 41 now? So
yes.
He was 31 when these tweets.
I know, that's the part that I was, because he's trying to say, I was a different person a decade ago.
He already had movies out.
No, he's 51 now, so he was 40.
Okay.
Oh, makes it
I'm not
worse.
Buying his excuses. They were old tweets. He apologized for them in 2012. You know, I was really sort of going, boy, this seems like a lot of hullabaloo over some old tweets, just like Josh Hader,
the
Brewers
pitcher.
Reliever, who got a standing ovation when he pitched. Because he now has racist tweets that we know about, the crowd gave him a standing ovation. I don't understand that.
Nice, finally.
Make any sense? Yes, we love you more because you have racist tweets that you're sorry about.
Keep speaking up. Speak your mind.
Because he's an all-star pitcher. And we like him, and we want him to help us win games.
He also gave up a home run in the All-Star game, and he has racist tweets, and they would give him a standing ovation they wouldn't give him before any of that? I don't get it.
It was just
like
in support.
They like him more now.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's one thing,
he needs support.
He needs support. That's true. So, James Gunn, I'm really sort of kind of scratching my head about this, and the jokes are about pedophilia and rape. And then I see the tweets, and I start reading them, and I'm going, what the fuck were you thinking about? Are you kidding me? I mean, it's not like...
Pretty stupid.
Josh Hader was 16, 17 years old when he tweeted, which is dumb, being a kid on Twitter. It's so dumb. Isn't it beyond dumb for a kid to be on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Now, remember, a lot of these tweets, not that this is an excuse, but you're talking 2008, 2009 when Twitter started. So, once again, nobody ever thought...
No, you don't think...
But that, not that that's an excuse.
But it's 2018.
Anyway.
Why didn't he scrub them?
Yeah.
Or it makes more sense if someone's not 41 when they write something like that. Maybe they're 14.
Well, he has no excuse for why he didn't scrub them, because he apologized for these tweets in 2012.
Right.
So when you apologize, go back and get rid of them. Don't let them resurface 6 years later.
But people will still know. Nice man.
I feel traumatized, bruh. And now I'm tweeting about you, bruh. And now you're trending, bruh. And now your life is ruined, bruh. And now you're fired, bruh.
I feel like he thought the tweets were really funny. I really think he thought those tweets were really funny. And he said, I was trying to be provocative.
It's not funny.
But they're really lame, really stupid. And they sort of suggest there's some joy in pedophilia.
That's not funny.
Sure, no one just hacked into his account like happened to me.
Oh no, he apologized for him.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Well, why didn't he use that excuse? Someone grabbed my phone yesterday and said, "Hey, free HJ's over here."
I know, they sent me a text. I knew it wasn't you.
Okay.
Like when I got him.
Who put that in your phone?
I honestly thought it was Reese.
Oh wow! Yeah.
That's how childish.
It's one of Bryn's friends' dads. Nice guy. No, I like Carrie. Hmm.
50,000 people have signed a petition to restore him to Disney.
Oh, Lord, who cares?
Which, are you kidding? Really? You think Disney is going to say, you know, that was a big misunderstanding over the pedophilia tweets? There's no way. Disney's in a no-win position.
But they want to have a good third movie.
Oh, you know they do.
Do you know why this came out, by the way?
Why did it come out?
So, Mark Duplass. I know you know who he
is, right? I know what you're going to say, and I want you to say it, but I just want to say this. Does it matter how it comes out?
No, I don't think so.
Because it's still stupid.
I think it's interesting.
But
though.
It is interesting. I agree, and that's why I said I just want to point that out. Because that was part of the story as I was reading it this morning. Was why this came out, that people over here on the right don't like this guy. And so, you know, I guess they take great joy in busting people they perceive to be on the left.
Yeah, this actor who, I always forget the name of the show, Togetherness on HBO?
Yes,
he
correct.
Was in that. He's also the executive producer of such phenomenal documentaries such as on the cult.
Wild Country.
That's awesome. Outstanding. I love that.
And the other one, the pizza one.
Yeah, Evil Genius. Yeah.
Evil Genius.
Both of them are great.
It was the executive producer of that.
He busted James Gunn.
No. So he put out a tweet about how people on the left, because he's liberal, should check out Ben Shapiro's tweets and read his stuff, which is...
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Ben Shapiro's an interesting guy.
I agree. I find him very interesting.
And so I think...
He's clearly on the right, though.
Ben Shapiro?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's right.
Oh, very right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so Gunn came out and kind of attacked that and attacked Ben Shapiro. So, of course, the other two guys who
Why would he attack that? I mean,
Mike Chernoff, who I just think is a total clown, he decided to dig up these old tweets from him. Who he's had some questionable tweets himself, but he's not employed by anybody but himself, so not like he's going to lose his job.
Well,
Mike Chernovich is.
You know, this is the other part I hate about all this is the whole tattletale mentality, the tattletale culture we're in. It's making me long for the no snitching days.
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Bitching about that?
No snitching was so stupid, I can't even believe it. I can't believe that people wore t-shirts that said no snitching. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Because we're not talking about this kind of snitching.
Right.
We were talking about violence back in the day. But now we're all little tattletales. We love busting people for their stupid social media posts, and all of it just tells me these people shouldn't have a voice. None of them.
Well, or that the voice of Twitter is just so dumb.
I find social media altogether to be such a mistake. Yeah. You know, there's this whole thing with Facebook now about Holocaust deniers. Well, I'm not going to take down Holocaust. Zuckerberg, I'm Jewish and Holocaust deniers are all over Facebook, but I'm not going to take them down. It's people have different ideas. And when you get these ideas out there.
His sister came out and said how wrong that was. I didn't even know he had a sister.
I didn't either.
I had no idea.
Bet
that
she's taller.
Oh, yeah.
Zuckerberg is like...
That's why you've never seen her.
He's like the NFL. He just can't do anything right.
Yep.
Just can't do anything right. And this whole idea, too, that Facebook, you know, are they a publisher? Are they not a publisher? What are they? Are they a way to connect the world? No, they're a lot more than that. And this...
They're a data company that wants data business. So they can sell it. They're a business, period.
Right.
Publicly traded.
For them to suggest, though, that it's okay for them not to know what's on their platform is fucking insane to me. You should know. You have to find a way to know before you just say, anybody posts anything and millions of people. Well, you should have some idea, some way of finding it. And I realized, we'll find an algorithm for that and we'll take care of it. They were selling ads to people and putting them in front of white supremacist videos. Ford ran a spot in front of like a KKK video.
Yeah, those can't get in.
And it was Ford's agency that had to tell them, hey, look, that's kind of bullshit. That's not where we want our ads running.
Do you ever wonder
how
who the guy at the agency is that was looking at KKK videos and found it?
Ooh. Well, I think he was following his Ford ads around.
Yeah, right.
You just happened to see
it. I don't know.
It.
I just
look at this cool video. I mean, this atrocious video that our ad is on.
It always amazes me though this idea that we're working on figuring out exactly what's on our format here. No, you should have a little more of a clue than that. Maybe hire some bodies in addition to the algorithms.
Yeah.
Maybe just have a few people. It's not. I mean, could you make maybe $38 billion instead of $40 billion next year and hire a few people? Is that really criminal?
Yeah, if they weren't a publicly traded company accepting advertising, then sure, anything goes. Let it be a platform for anything you want.
And then it's on the people that write it.
Sure.
But I get,
speaking
exactly.
of which, there's a company, I'm not going to say what company it is, but they can provide certain advertisements, and we've tried to put it on our site, and our site gets flagged by their algorithm, and there's really nobody to escalate it to say, we're not an adult site.
Huh.
It's kind of frustrating in that manner.
It's because of one designation. I know.
Not one person that can check that out.
No, there isn't. Okay, Johnny Depp showed up at Comic-Con.
Oh, looking fantastic, by the way.
Yes, with his blonde hair and his new character for Fantastic Beasts. And this is a surprise appearance. And the funny thing about it was, the way the story was told was, Johnny Depp made a surprise appearance at Comic-Con, and Amber Heard was there! Oh!
What?
She could have been triggered.
Oh, my God.
Wait, does he have to notify her when he's in town? Does she have a restraining
order?
Well,
she was on the docket of people to be there, so they felt that this was insensitive of Comic-Con to allow Johnny Depp to appear.
Shut up.
It would be a different time.
Yeah.
His victim ex-wife.
If it's that dangerous for her, is she complaining about it?
No.
Well, that's even worse.
So people are complaining
on her behalf. It's almost never the people involved.
Well, if she's so threatened by him, then get a restraining order.
It kills me the most. That made me think I watched the Vice thing about the comics that you guys watched before.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it today. I'd never seen the whole thing.
Galling.
And I wanted to puke. Yeah. I was just, fuck that. Ugh. Yeah. It's infuriating.
Well, his trailer got booed. By the way.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
He's also suing the Sun for some things they said about...
For being too hot?
No, it was related to... Oh, you're close. It was related to the 911 call regarding Amber Heard and what he did or did not do to get the 911 call.
What?
He's going to lose.
Yeah.
And the settlement with his agency or his... his agents... who were keeping track of his money and did such a poor job. Apparently, they were ready to come with the, there's a lot of evidence this man was drinking and taking a lot of substances, and we don't think his memory was always the best. Mm. And that's when Johnny Depp went to settle this thing very quickly.
I wonder what he settled it for.
It sounds to me like the Rolling Stone article had a lot to do with this thing getting settled.
Yeah, and his reanimation.
He just sounds like such a complete dope.
He is a complete dope.
Yes. I know. I'm just stunned.
$4,000.
I'm just amazed a guy could have
a settlement.
A 35-year career as this beloved person and then turn out to be just a complete idiot.
Yeah. You know,
it's almost OJ-like. With no murders.
Not yet.
Isn't it? I mean, really, everyone...
With no murders.
Didn't we all really like OJ? Wasn't he the nice guy?
He was hilarious. He was a Naked Gun.
Yeah.
I did like him in Naked
Nordberg.
He was a great running back.
Running through, get his Hertz car.
12,000 yards.
Tommy still loves him.
I'd still watch Naked Gun and laugh at him.
Oh, fuck yeah. I still watch The Trial and laugh.
His drops are the best.
I watch The Trial.
His drops are comical. I love him about it's my car. That's my favorite. That's nothing
it's my car.
That.
OJ justification.
I mean, it's my car. I pay for everything. I pay for everything around here, right? It was actually my car, but I bought it for her.
This is still my favorite.
What does that mean?
If these people get the time to make these signs.
How long does OJ think it takes to make a goddamn sign? You got to go to the store and got to buy a marker.
And you got to get some paper.
You know, you're there, you got to sign some autographs.
Ron and Nicole were physically dead, and it's almost like they killed me.
What?
Asshole.
And he's he supposedly is getting as much pussy as ever.
What?
Yeah, he's the juice.
Yeah, he is shaking pussy.
They call me juice, the juice.
I mean, at this point, isn't he really getting pussy because he murdered them?
Yeah.
Man, you are so badass. You fucking killed those people. You're out here. You're living it up.
And
I loved her, but awesome. I didn't like her. I went in love with her.
And that guard said he had a garden hose, too, so that didn't hurt.
That's right. You mean Jeffrey Felix?
Yes. Thank you.
Garden of juice.
I know and I accept the fact that people are going to feel whatever way they're going to feel.
Why is that funny?
So, Lindsay Lohan is going to have a reality show.
Can't wait.
Are we excited about this?
If it's a disaster, why not?
I started reading comments and then I started digging into what is, I know she has these nightclubs supposedly, and I guess this is what the reality show is going to be about.
Yeah.
I take it no one wants her in a movie anymore.
Why? Why would you?
I don't know why you would, honestly. I mean, she's such a train wreck. You can't insure her. That's part of the problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many movies did she do as an adult other than
Mean Girls?
Mean Girls, which I like Mean Girls.
Yeah, I love Mean Girls.
I think just a couple.
Well, it depends on when you consider that transition, like in terms of her being 18 or moving to adult movies.
She probably made 10 movies, right?
What is Georgia Rule?
Georgia Rule with
Jane Fonda. That's the one where she destroyed herself because she kept missing, not showing up, showing up late. And here's a movie with Jane Fonda. And was Lily Tomlin in that movie? There were a couple of people in that movie who were, Meryl Streep, I think, was in that one.
Yeah, they were pissed off.
Yeah, they were furious. And they couldn't, no one could believe, really? You're going to hold up this movie, you fucking bitch? Are you kidding? Stars of this nature?
The Kenyans.
She was in Machete, and
oh yeah,
for a minute there.
Machete. Why are you saying it that way?
Machete, and and there was this part where what's his name, Danny Trejo, like nails her and her mom in the pool.
Nice.
And you see Lindsay Lohan's got great tubes in it, and I didn't find out until like a year after Machete came out that it was a body double.
What?
Yeah. It's really sad
how hot she was. Oh, how hot she is not anymore.
Yeah, check this out. Like, this is the Machete.
I'd rather see the canyons. That's real.
Is it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
Look at the pictures. That
Progenta. What site are you on that they want to sell you that to you?
Oh, you've never been to XNXX?
Hey, take one pill for penis growth? What's that?
Lit penis? 5-minute trick will get you rock hard erections back.
Why do they always show the innards in those pictures?
But you see that how hot that was? And it turns out it was a body double.
Who's playing them out?
Anybody need any Progenta?
Semi-hard boner?
All right, sorry.
Oh.
So you guys always get so distracted with the ads that I can't even get this through.
I guess they're doing their job.
I'm sorry. Let's Wow, that's what happens when you take Progenta. Before and after seems a little fake. Especially since the before is white and the after is black.
Oh. Anyway, the point was she hasn't really done shit. She did Scary Movie 5.
What was
that's
that one
pretty much it.
I Know Who Killed Me. I want to say it was pretty stupid.
I'm distracted by the celebrity sex tape thing going on. How bad was
oh, Dustin Diamond.
Screech.
How bad was the Joni Lauer porn tape? Did anybody
China?
Watch it? Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yeah, it was gross.
I don't really remember it.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Tequila Tequila one I don't think was bad.
Tequila's okay.
Tequila Tequila's is pretty good for
was
a celebrity
really?
One. Yeah. Yeah. So she's got
XNXX.
Two. She's got the lesbian one, and then she's got the one with the male.
I like
the one with the
dude.
Male.
They're both.
Yeah, you've never seen that one?
You see a clip of the one with the dude?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to see the China one.
I don't want to see the dude. I
China one
see
is two dudes.
It is? Oh,
I mean,
China's one is two
sorry,
dudes.
Sorry, I got. Well, I had to think about it.
She's
well,
one
she
is. I forgot.
She had the bigger dick.
Didn't she have a big.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, quiet, dude.
Ew! Oh, she just starts with a big spit.
Huge loogie. She's a trooper, though.
Did she make some dough on this?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
How about this? You know, when he does it, just say, ooh, ooh, baby, that's the best I ever had.
Brandon skipped a penetration. He didn't want us to see that.
Oh, yes. That's my baby fucking me. Oh, shit.
Soak it in salt water and see if it pumps up.
Yeah, just tiny little girl, big old faker.
There's another one,
I
swear.
Get too graphic, but she's got clear water coming out of her butt.
Yeah, there's a bunch. She's got a bunch of them, actually.
If only Roger Brush directed a porn.
You know, why don't you get a flowery dress, put on a bunch of makeup, walk into your husband's room and say, I'm sorry, honey, this is what you get.
And then here's her lesbo one, just in case
she
you guys
had one, I swear, with two girls and a guy as well.
Oh, I can feel it. Fake!
Yeah, so she's done work.
Let's just say they had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
Tequila made me do it!
I don't know what you want me to tell you.
Roger. Good old Raj. What is that picture?
Sorry. I don't know. Oh, boy.
Well, well, well.
Hey, does anybody need a new Lincoln MKZ?
Why not?
Can you get a TV in there?
Absolutely. And they can do anything at Hootmaker or Star Lincoln.
Makes me just a little horny.
In Southfield, they are Southeastern Michigan's premier Lincoln dealership. Owner Jim McInerney, Hoot's son. He's been a daily listener to the podcast. He still is, too. Lincoln is the star of American luxury cars, and that's why the late Hoot gave it that name. The stars align at his place with a newly remodeled showroom and an immaculate service area. That MKZ has the 14-speaker Revel audio sound system. You can crank the podcast, your tunes, Tequila Tequila, anything you want to listen to while you're driving around.
Turn my headphones up!
Check out the Navigator, too. 2018 North American Truck of the Year. Just contact Jimmy D. Find out about all the great 2018 Lincolns and how you can get into one. 855-567-STAR, 855-567-STAR. If email's more your speed, it's jimmyd@starlincoln.com. He's going to take personal care of you because you're a loyal podcast listener. You're going to get the guaranteed lowest price that Lincoln will allow on whatever model you choose. So drive the Star. Call Jimmy D. That's 855-567-STAR.
Six callers ahead of us, Jimmy.
Jimmy D.
Here, Brandon, I got your gift in the mail. Oh. Told you I bought you one.
What is that?
See it, Drew? So now he has no excuse to not have time to water his lawn.
Ah.
So, very
nice. Yeah, so it'll just turn on at 6 a.m., whatever, right?
Well, no, you got to go out there and turn it on and set the timer, but it'll turn off for you.
Okay.
That's kind of a lot
of
work.
I'll give it a shot.
It's kind of a lot of work for Brandon.
Do not exceed 100 PSIs, by the way.
You see, if I leave and it exceeds, what happens?
Well, your lawn gets more water.
Yeah, you're fine. Then you have some mushrooms.
Okay. All right.
So there's another... These stories are so strange how they just come out 28 years later. Amanda Cazalet, who was a model... and was very hot in 1990, and apparently Madonna hired her to be in the Justify My Love video, and they make out in the video.
Yeah, that's a good video.
Yeah, it was hot. I remember it. I remember thinking it was hot.
Is that black and white?
Yeah, the makeout scene is. So she just has come out of nowhere with this letter Madonna wrote her, which, by the way, is one of the most narcissistic letters I've ever seen in my life.
Did you expect anything less?
No, not really.
A lesbian?
But I was really excited because it had Madonna's personal phone number on there. Mm. And I thought, oh, we can call Madonna. Of course, it was in the Daily Mail, so I don't think we'll be getting there too quickly.
28 years later.
So anyway, and her fax number's on there. Did you try her fax number too, Brian?
I did try her fax number, unfortunately.
So Amanda Cazalet is saying that Madonna, what she did to me after that video... would be called stalking today.
Oh, well, that's why she came out today.
Because she bothered her so much, chasing her around the planet, I guess. Well, not really chasing her around the planet. She produced one letter, which basically says that I want you, and you should comply because I'm Madonna. I mean, that's pretty much what it says. She also knows that Amanda has
a
baby and a husband. Yeah. And yet she's saying, you know...
She didn't want to marry her.
Getting you to respond to me is like getting the Pope to have sex or something like that. Something stupid.
Oh, I thought you were a lesbo.
Actually, I should just bring up the letter. It's so narcissistic. She really implies it. I know you're married. You got a little kid. Actually, is she pregnant?
Yeah.
She's pregnant at the time. Yeah.
Oh.
But I want to make out with you.
Oh, cool. Well, she must have made quite an impression. That's a nice little make out.
And the girl says pretty much that she did this as a modeling job or related to her modeling career, and that Madonna surprised her by tonguing her when she kissed her.
Nice.
Yeah, which
scissor
was,
me timbers.
That's kind of hot. I think she was terribly bothered by it, but let's see. Okay, if I'm rich, passionately.
Hey, couldn't help notice you guys Frenching over here. I love it. You know, glad you guys are enjoying each other's mouths.
Amanda Cazalet, now a 53-year-old mother of two living in St. Albans, became the 59-year-old's object of desire for almost 2 years after Madonna pursued a romantic interest with her, despite the model being married to a man. Cazalet describes herself as bisexual at the time. Was asked to star in the 1990 Justify My Love video, says she was surprised when Madonna used tongues during the kiss, but went along with it because it was an acting job she was being paid for.
Pansexual or bisexual? I just want to get it straight.
Bisexual.
Okay. Hopefully she didn't say it wrong.
The encounter clearly left an impression on Madonna. Last month, an online auction saw a romantically charged red-inked letter from the star to Cazalet.
You want to kiss me?
On sale for $50,000. The handwritten missive told her that she was the most beautiful woman in the world.
I want to kiss you.
Infatuation began after Madonna watched her walking for Jean-Paul Gaultier, or whatever his name is.
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
A close friend and collaborator of the star back in the late 80s. Cazalet.
The French.
Had proved a muse, her figure inspiring many of the designers' clothing, including blah, 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 blah. She said the way Madonna behaved would have been classified as stalking now. Madonna became...
Did you know she openly kissed Madonna?
Madonna became obsessed with me. At the time, I wasn't offended, but looking back, I realized I was taken advantage of by someone who at the time was my boss. What, for 5 minutes on a video set? Really?
No, we can't call her your boss.
Miles said the job didn't phase her as she was bisexual and treated it like any other acting job. Shortly after, Madonna began sending notes from all over the world declaring her affection. In one of the letters, she says, I know you're married and pregnant, and I cannot explain my attraction. Nonetheless, it's there.
Oh, sexy.
She's dying to kiss her again, signing off.
I want to kiss you.
Love and kisses, M. In a heart, by the way.
M.
And Madonna also, they quoted her at the time saying, I think everybody has a bisexual nature. That's my theory. Could be wrong.
That makes sense.
And as for the letter itself, I don't know if the letter sold for $50,000 or not. What? It doesn't really say.
I gotta say, that's at least when Madonna was cool. Now she's just taking her kids to their yearly trip to Malawi to justify stealing kids.
I saw that, and she
worst
had
song ever.
She had pictures with like all the kids together.
They look so bored. Nice.
Looks like the most ridiculous family. Like, wait, this is really a family? Oh, these are the people that Madonna took.
Stole, yeah,
pretty much. That's so how Madonna makes a family. Well, you have to be with me.
That's why they had to go visit Quid Pro Quo Hospital.
There's Rocco.
Zinc quid pro quo.
I would say if this Amanda Cazalet doesn't knock it off, Madonna's going to take one of her kids. So she better watch out.
Or make her go to Malawi.
Amanda, how are you? Where are you? Why don't you call me? You can call Collect if you like. Oh, what an insult that is.
You want to kiss me?
As if the cost of a call to Madonna is the reason.
I know.
Getting in touch with you is like trying to seduce the Pope. I'm working on my movie right now. Ooh!
Yeah, the
movie
that will
bomb.
What movie was it?
Swept Away, maybe 1990. Or what
the
was
Vita
the
wasn't
Billy,
90,
the stupid
was
Billy
it?
Baldwin movie that, oh, that also bombed.
That was the working title.
We know the movie bombed. Yeah, the stupid Billy Baldwin. We know it bombed. Whatever it is, it bombed.
1990. So in 89, she was working on Bloodhounds of Broadway. In 1990 was Dick Tracy.
Oh, what a bomb that was.
And then 91, Shadows and Fog. So
Shadows and Fog.
That's a Woody Allen flick.
I'm working on my movie right now in L.A. Then I'll be back in New York the last 2 weeks of March. Can't you get a modeling job there? You have to send me pictures, lots of them. I think you're the most beautiful woman in the world. I'm dying to kiss you again. I fantasize about you all the time.
Nice.
I know you're married and pregnant, and I cannot explain my attraction. Nonetheless, it's there.
Jim Nance.
What?
I'm attracted to very few women in this way. I wish I could see you.
I know. If I had a pussy, it'd be wearing a shit. I'd be like squirting.
I hope your baby is good, and please write. I hope your baby is good. You're looking to nail the mom of the baby. What a narcissist.
So
oh, my God.
Drew, if a girl just wrote you and said she just wanted to kiss you, wouldn't you be like,
really?
She want to do a little more than kiss?
I think that's understood, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I hope so, because Madonna, she should have said a little more if she wanted a chance at it.
Yeah. Is this a recent picture of Madonna?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Huh.
She in Malawi?
No, because she's got the... She does she's look her, older, but her boobs look, well, they look pushed
well,
up.
They're craned up ridiculously. Ridiculously.
I want to kiss you.
Here she is most recently. So
who's that dude?
Oh, let me see. That's the
That's the ex, His Excellency President Mutharika.
Are any of the kids she bore in that picture or all the kids that she stole?
Wait, go back to that. Go back to that for a second. Let's see. The President of Malawi for his continued support. We discussed... Vulnerable children. Yeah, like the ones you steal.
Exactly.
Education,
this can't happen anymore.
Healthcare and soccer teams. Oh my God, I couldn't think of a worse conversation.
What?
Boring.
Madonna and the president of Malawi. Why only soccer? That was one of the comments below. So wonderful that you're doing so much good in the world.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, a lot of emojis.
Wait, go to the go
Tom
to the next
comment.
Did Tom? Did you see Tom's tweet the other day?
What did he tweet?
Linda Cohen retweeted the ESPN press release about her being re-signed, and Tom replied. He didn't just like the tweet; he actually replied to Linda Cohen, which I know that he's booked her before for an interview. So apparently, they're besties. Hi, Tom.
I want to bone Linda Cohn.
And I can't.
B-O-H-N.
Do you remember, Brandon, exactly what he replied? I don't want to paraphrase.
What's the original tweet? I'm sorry.
She retweeted the ESPN. Press release of her being re-signed to ESPN.
Okay, what
so
else?
It's not like she was talking about anything. She
just, seems like a major whatever, doesn't it?
Yeah. Why would she tweet
me
that?
Well, no. I mean, to
well,
me,
I get it,
to me, not nothing. I have nothing against Linda Cohen whatsoever. But
yeah,
she re-signed.
I like her.
Big
I think
whoop.
She's great.
Jeez, how many tweets did you have the past?
Right here. Here it is. Oh. So Linda Cohen tweets out an article that just pretty much says she's just signed the new ESPN deal.
No commentary, anything, just a retweet.
And it did get 2,000 likes. Tommy liked it. And then, of course, said, great news, LC. Congrats. Hashtag Conehead.
Wait, he calls her LC?
Oh, yeah, they're that tight.
Conehead.
She doesn't get confused with Lauren Conrad.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Wouldn't you make that message personal, maybe? Just
did Trudy like that?
No, Linda Cohn liked it.
Linda Cohn liked it.
Oh, she did.
Along with Jeff and Matt.
Well, she didn't respond, though. She didn't like it enough to say, thanks, Maz.
What are his other tweets recently? Let's see.
He's got a lot of them.
He retweets a lot.
Our guy, Tom Durkin, wait, go up. Tom Durkin's the horse. He couldn't have passed the torch to a better guy. LC, another one?
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
What's the hashtag?
Hashtag there? The two best ever.
Wait, how many?
Is in a room with her Twitter. Wait, Jesus.
Wait, who's LC? Is it Linda Cohn or Larry Kalmus?
Now this one's...
Lauren Conrad.
I know.
He does that, though. He's always called me
hashtag
BM.
The best ever?
BM. He calls you BM. Hey, what up, ball movement?
Oh, poor Houston. That's his comment on Carmelo going to Houston.
Tommy's a fun follow. I laugh a lot.
Yeah, if you want to see a bunch of retweets about horses.
And Batman.
Did you see? I don't even know. He must have retweeted this, but University of Louisville, for their media guide for the football team, put that horse on the cover, the one that won the Triple Crown.
Why? Why?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Apparently suiting up for the team now. It's the horse and three other players.
I think I'd throw that out.
The horse and three players on the team. How demeaning to the other players.
Which one's the biggest, do you think?
Oh, the horse.
Yeah. Could be close.
The horse gets paid more than the whole team.
You like the horse?
You're right.
The horse probably had to be paid to be on the cover.
Is there a Batman or Seinfeld tweet anywhere in there?
Oh, God, yes. Every single day. I didn't know this, but when you follow people, every time they something, it pops up on your feed. And every day, I get so many Jerry Seinfeld-isms.
He responded to Jeff Perlman, because they're buds now.
When's Jeff Perlman coming on?
On a Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday? Is it really?
On a Tuesday. I don't know which Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. It'll be on a Tuesday. That's for sure.
I mean, I love Perlman, too. That book's going
to
be great.
Oh, I do, too. I think it'll be a really good book. I'm dying to know if Maz made the book.
He said he did.
I have a feeling he did.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because who else would save a program from the 1983 USFL draft?
No one on
the planet would have one? And he wanted a picture of it for the book. And that's a good call. I mean,
makes him magical. He'll get credit for that. Credit for hooking him up with, you know, the commissioner's son, Slippery Pete. That's painful every time I hear that.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Why is so much trouble with that word?
Memnubiria.
I'm glad he does.
Memnubiria.
It's more than three syllables.
Memnubiria.
I didn't know everyone had a hard time with that word.
It's a tough one.
I do.
Hey, should we call Andy Dick?
Yes.
Yeah. No, probably
we don't
not.
Have anyone to call today.
I don't just, think that there's anything it. Relevant with
we
Andy
haven't talked
today.
To him.
Yeah, he just pled not guilty.
We haven't talked to him in a long time. It's
been
at least 6 weeks.
I think
it's very recent.
We could use some new best of too.
He needs to clear the air. Can't say that.
Yeah, maybe I'll try it off the air. See if he picks.
Hey,
just
call it.
Yeah, just try it on the air. No harm, no
just
foul.
Just dial it up.
All right. I mean, what's the wait? Why?
Well, he just pleaded not guilty, and we haven't checked up with him in a while.
Oh. Yeah. Did he ever go to not Singapore? Where is he going to go? Thailand.
No, I don't.
That was the last time you guys talked to him.
I don't believe
he went. He came back.
Did he really go?
No, he talked to us in the parking lot too. Remember?
Yeah, but did he really go to Thailand? That was just weeks later.
That was like the next week after, I believe.
I think we need to find out if he's okay. I think it's time to check up. It's time for our semi-summerly Andy Dick checkup.
Shit,
Brandon. When you ignore things, bad things happen.
Well, let me.
You got to attack the problem.
He's at the Ukrainian Culture Center doing comedy.
July
19th. Oh, shit.
What's he doing? Well, you're reading his Twitter?
Yeah, I just want to make sure that there's some things going on in his
life. Is
that
in Detroit, the Ukrainian Cultural?
Amazingly, Andy Dick always seems busy. He's always doing something, isn't he? I mean, if you follow his Twitter at all, he's doing stand-up here. He's on, what's the thing he goes on? Online?
Well, Periscope.
Periscope. He's on Periscope all the time. So he's got like 3,000 people following when he's on there. I don't know what the fuck he's doing, but he's on there. Look at him. Look at that picture. What are the comments?
He does his own podcast now. Watch my live show and call in. Oh, he left the phone number.
We already did that.
In the first comment, this guy's a creep. He touches women without consent.
Shut up.
What else is on there?
Has this guy seen
you
it?
You pedophile, don't assault or touch girls, especially Ivanka Trump.
Oh, that's right, because the...
You piece of shit. How dare you grope Ivanka Trump? You should go to jail.
It's all about Trump.
Are you in jail yet? I mean, I agree, but how is he a pedophile? Ivanka was over 18. Oh, so
I would agree with that.
Arguing about that. You helped get Phil Hartman murdered.
Oh boy,
jeez. Sack of shit! God,
so that must be because the Ivanka Trump video was out there for a day or two.
Yeah,
why was that out there? By the way,
a serial sexual assaulter and a pedophile. You Hollywood creeps are all the same. When it comes out, and it will, you'll probably be torn from your homes in the same way that Marie Antoinette was.
Oh, he'll be
thanks,
beheaded.
Thanks, Nivret.
Yeah.
So where is he in a studio there?
Yeah, he's doing a podcast.
Well, I think the podcast is worthy news to call him.
Yeah, we called him about it a couple times.
Better hurry up. The song's about
to start. Seems like he's... Didn't he stop doing the podcast, though?
He stopped doing the old one.
I think it's intermittent. He started
the one that he was doing
with
Dino.
Quite a few projects. Yeah, he gets going on something, and then it never really comes into fruition. Kind of like the Twitch thing where the cocaine came into play.
Just a little bit of cocaine.
The podcast, he was all gung-ho, and then it seems like he stopped putting them out, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, you got bored with it.
We should check up with him in a couple weeks.
No, we need to know now. The questions are too numerous to avoid.
Fine. Let the song run out, too.
I saw the phone number came up, so I knew you were getting close.
All right.
Is this a cover of the News Radio theme?
That's what I was wondering.
It's terrible. Kind of like it.
Isn't the bass player do one?
Oh, thanks for asking.
Don't pick up. He's too busy, guys.
It's only good when he picks up.
Oh my gosh.
A mailbox belonging to...
Oh no, I messed up. Fuck.
Every time.
Full and cannot accept new messages at this time.
Oh,
please try
balls.
Again later. Goodbye.
Balls.
That's a bad sign.
They said, please try again tomorrow's podcast.
Was his message, his mailbox isn't usually full, is it?
Yeah. That has been a few times.
I messed up. Four.
The last couple times we've called and it went to there, it's full now.
But it's not always full.
You can hear him hitting the key.
I know.
I mean, we've left him messages.
Take the mic off, my man.
We've left him messages before, haven't we?
Yeah.
I just think it's a bad sign.
But recently?
Boo. Fucking
piano cover.
How many views does this have?
461.
Are you kidding? How many thumbs
up? 7 thumbs up. Some friends challenged me as to how fast I can learn this by ear. Took over a half hour. Let's see what else Ricky has on his YouTube.
Ricky Carlson.
468 people watched that. I'm trying to learn the News Radio theme on piano. Really?
Oh, we covered the Guess Who on piano? That's pretty cool.
No time left for you.
Okay, cool. Shaking all over.
I don't know.
Oh, cool. Good intro where you see him walk in and sit down. Some chick sitting
it's fastball
by the door.
What's the brunt?
The way?
What's the brunt of that charge against Andy Dick?
Hey! Right, you're the piano lady.
Can you bring up the Andy Dick story, Brandon?
Which one?
It was he pled not guilty. Who was charging him exactly?
The lady was pressing charges.
I'm glad you played this.
What lady?
Lady.
Do you guys know what
the lady broke?
It's the groping of the woman's buttocks and making lewd comments to a woman in L.A. on a sidewalk in April.
Oh, this year. Okay.
It's that bass. Holy shit.
Do you know what theme this is, Brandon?
That's our bass guy, right?
It's our bass guy. There's so many bass covers.
Oh, come on. It was a great show.
Who wouldn't cover?
Lucky? Lucky's a clue.
It's the Elf theme.
Elf?
Melmac?
Gordon Shumway. That's his real name.
Has anybody listened to Disgraceland?
No.
Oh, Disgraceland. It's not a bad podcast.
Oh, no.
I've noticed, though, if you miss, listen to a lot of them in a row, it gets a little... what's my complaint?
Too
It's good. It's a rock and roll true crime podcast. Mm-hmm. It's best when I don't know much about the subject. If I know a lot, I feel like it's a lot of rehash. Although I'm not saying he doesn't do his homework. He does. But I got interested yesterday because there's a whole second season on there now.
Good luck with the podcast. Hmm.
And the first season had the Jerry Lee Lewis one was great. It's about the death of his second wife, is it? Or the second one that died. No, I can't remember which. Which it appeared that he really was allowed to skate on some very bad evidence. If I were Jerry Lee Lewis, I would consider it very bad evidence. So there's a lot of new podcasts on there. And one was about TK-47, the rapper.
Never heard of him.
Not to be confused with. Who's the
69?
Tekashi 69.
Got the shit kicked out of him. Did you see that?
That was probably the funniest remark of Drew that I walked in and Drew immediately asked me, have you ever heard of TK-47? I said, yeah, he's got the tattoos on his face. And Drew goes, nope, that's Tekashi 69. So now you have all these dudes that you know that I have no idea.
I know. I said, I can't believe I've entered this world.
They're wasting really space in your head.
It is a horrible waste of space in my mind. Tekashi 69 is a guy who.
This is TK.
Terrible.
Is this the run?
The race.
The race. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you about the race. Because that's what the podcast is about. TK-47 is a rapper who, when he was 16, he helped plan a robbery.
Mm-hmm.
And in Texas, if you're robbing somebody and somebody gets killed, if you're three guys, it doesn't matter who pulled the trigger. You're all going down. It's a capital charge.
Good law.
Yeah. So he's going to be tried for capital murder. And somehow, I don't understand this. He gets bail. He gets bail and a tether, I think because he was 16.
Oh, yeah. 16 at the time.
But they did decide to try him as an adult, which I agree with. And so what does he do? He cuts the tether off. And he goes on the run.
Oh, that's a great
guy.
Great choice.
That's The Race. And while he's on The Race, he writes The Race, the song, and makes a video. Hmm. And eventually he tweets it out. And not only does it have 100 million views, it's a hit. Ugh. It's a Billboard hit.
Wow.
I think it peaked at number 44, so it wasn't a giant hit, but it was a hit. And it sucks. It's a minute 44, the stupid video. It's like, what is this POS song? Are you fucking kidding? You want to play it? I mean, honestly, I'm going, I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me. Can somebody explain to me why this is good? Why this is a hit? Why it has 100 million views? Is it just because he's on the run? Is that the only reason?
That's the bass cover. That's too much bass.
Okay, we just hear it raw. Like a face. Pop a nigga, then I go out my way. Rob a nigga shoes, rob a nigga lace. We tryna see 100 bins in our face. Him gonna be eating good noodles every day. Bitch, I'm drawing doodles, take a pet away. Chopper, tell your duties, it's a fish fillet. I woke up too moody, who gon' die today? Shoot a fuckboy in his motherfucking face.
Oh, I'd love to have a voice.
But you don't wanna go that way.
Gotta go that way,
you get robbed for your racket. Gotta go that way, boy, you not gonna be happy. I told 50s, I'm a shooter like Young Pepe. Bitch, try to rob me, make her dance, Michael Jackson. You know what?
Y'all was trying to get the packing. Get the packing, you get robbed for a fraction.
What am I missing? Is there something good about this? Is it just because he's on the run?
A lot of guns in this video, by the way.
Missing anything.
Oh, my God.
Well, while he's on the run, before he puts this video out, which, again, 100 million views. Do you know how many great songs have less than 10 million views?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, great, fantastic songs.
Well, maybe, I mean, we watched it because we wanted to see who this idiot was.
No,
I wonder what the percent is that's that.
Well, there was, you know, I guess I'm in the wrong world, but I wasn't aware of what a big deal this was when he was on the run. People were like, go! Go take hay, go take hay. And there were all kinds of memes.
Slow down.
you know, rooting for this guy. Meanwhile, he kills a second guy while he's on the run.
Oh.
Yeah. In San Antonio. He ends up in New York.
Why did he kill him? Yeah, well,
I parked in a handicap spot.
No, it's worth.
That's why
it's possible. It's very possible, Jim. That may be why.
Yeah. Topical.
He's now facing the death penalty.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
for both of them, I think.
See ya.
And he's only 18 years old.
Hashtag free.
He's just about. Oh yeah, he just turned 18. That's right.
Yeah, he looks so young in that.
He
video.
Does. He doesn't even look 17. He looks 14.
It runs in the family. His dad was a member of the Crips.
Yeah, he's, you know, it's not an ideal childhood. The accomplice got 20 years in the home invasion. But let's see what the second charge, that's worth
they
knowing.
Didn't get the, because the guy got shot, he only got 20 years?
The accomplice did. He could have gotten 20 years, which makes me think Takei could have gotten 20 years,
right,
too.
Yeah, I guess that's
but now he's got another murder.
Because Takei, did he pull the trigger?
No.
Okay,
no,
I didn't
he
think
didn't.
So. Yeah. Right.
Charged in fatal shooting in San Antonio. Okay, let's see. Because this is certainly interesting. He was only at 62 million views when they wrote this. New Tales emerges in the murder charge against 17-year-old. Charged capital murder. New Tales accusations. Korean police obtained he's a suspect in the April 23rd fatal shooting at a Northside Chick-fil-A. Police said witnesses saw three people arguing in the back of a black SUV on the Loop 410 access road, and someone in the front passenger seat pointed a gun at the victim, who got out of the car and started yelling for help, then stood in front of the SUV. The driver accelerated at Saldivar, but Saldivar held onto the SUV as it swerved, then jumped onto the vehicle after it pulled into the Chick-fil-A parking lot and began kicking the windshield. The front passenger stepped out of the car, shot Salvador once, and the four occupants of the vehicle, one of whom has been identified as McIntyre, drove off, according to an affidavit. Then the other three suspects are not known at this time.
McIntyre is Takei.
Yeah. I thought they were saying he pulled the trigger in this one.
If you're going to have a rap name, Takei 47.
Yeah, it's a story for
yeah,
about
I agree.
A month ago.
Pretty cool. I was digging the name. I was thinking,
what's the 47 cool mean?
AK-47, Takei-47.
Oh my God!
Come on,
yeah, Mark. It took me about 20 minutes to figure it out for myself, and I was listening to Disgrace Land.
Oh my God!
So, okay, here's the amazing thing: he's back in jail for the second murder and for the first murder and for being on the run and for a robbery too, an aggravated robbery, an armed robbery, and his attorneys, who now are buoyed by Sony money. Because Sony has invested a large chunk of money in this fabulous talent.
Well, cut it loose then. Cut it loose. Why would you throw bad money after bad money?
Oh, they didn't throw the bad money until he was on the run. He didn't have a deal with Sony before then. I think this is a new deal.
Oh, because he got big.
Yeah,
because
he
got big. Paying attention to him.
Yeah, he got big overnight.
Wow.
So of course, he's got good attorneys. In fact, I think one of them is fairly well known. They are suggesting that he should be bailed out again.
Yeah, just give him another tether.
Yeah, just put tether on him. Why not? Worked out so well last time. Are you fucking kidding me?
There's no way he'll get bail.
Well, he didn't. The judge said. Oh. The judge is really funny. He's like, I think he was channeling a little bit of my resigning from the species. The judge did not resign from the species, but I could tell he wanted to.
He was very close.
I can't imagine any reason why we would give someone bail who we just gave bail to in a capital murder case, and he killed someone allegedly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
so
a robbery.
Someone larger than me can decide if this is okay, yes. But I'm going to say no. If you want to appeal it and you can talk somebody into it, then that's their problem. And the judge was also angry at the glorification of this dope, but who cares?
He was also one of the rappers who was first accused of killing XXXTentacion.
They have a beef.
Oh, Takei was?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because I was just reading today about another guy who says his career's been ruined by being accused of shooting XXXTentacion.
Oh, wait, you know what? I think there might have been two other individuals because they had the same red mask, and then they posted a picture.
Right. 20 minutes after the murder.
Takei has been bitching about being removed from Spotify because...
Yeah. Can you believe that? This guy's got two murder raps, and he's bitching about what Spotify is doing with his music.
But he's being accused of something he hasn't been convicted of.
I saw that.
Still fucking did it.
I don't know. I'm sorry. First of all, I guess what I'm not sure what bothers me the most. The two murders are certainly bothersome.
Yeah.
But the fact that the song, I'm going, who likes this? Do people really like this song? Is that really, is that a good song? Is that a good song for 12-year-olds, 14-year-olds?
No.
I'm just trying to get it. No. And I can't get it. It's just, first of all, I can't understand the lyrics.
I think it's just the factor of him being a murderer.
Okay. Is it like reading a book about John Wayne Gacy or something?
What's good about it?
I think so.
Well, nah, I don't think it's a little different, though, when you're rooting
Charles
for
Charles Manson's music. I listened to that CD.
Well, when we grew up, I mean, but it was N.W.A., and they were talking about things. They didn't do them, though.
But didn't you feel there was something to their music that you found redeeming?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
I think Cube's a good another writer. Level.
I don't hear it in the race. I just don't hear it. By the way, Offset was arrested.
But anybody can have done that stupid song, but because this guy murdered somebody, people want to hear it, which is bizarre.
I guess he had a little bit of a following before, but nothing like this. No, I mean, we're talking about a Billboard hit. Manson never had a Billboard hit. He tried to. The Beach Boys helped him record.
Yeah.
They didn't know he'd murdered anybody or that he was
killed. Sometimes there's really nothing you can do about it. It's the price you have to pay.
Guns N' Roses recorded his song, and it's a stupid song, and it never did anything. Offset was arrested for, he had a gun, and I think he had some pot, and I didn't really know what his background was. I just know he's married to Cardi B.
Totally.
She just had their brat.
Yeah, he's from the Migos.
But he is a felon, and so he's got big problems. But I didn't realize there's a fourth baby daddy saying she just had Offset's kid.
Really?
Cardi B would be his fifth baby daddy.
Offset.
And a couple of them are complaining that he's not really being much of a father, financially or otherwise. What do you think with Cardi B money? And Offset sells records, doesn't
he? I'd probably stick with her no matter how
Why should he get her money?
I wish I had a father.
I have to say, I listened to her when she was number one, whatever that song was. I'm like, really? This is the number one song in the country?
But she make money move.
Do you like the song she did with Bruno Mars?
Haven't heard it.
Which one did she do with Bruno Mars? Because I usually don't mind Bruno Mars.
I don't know.
I can't handle
the my complaint about a lot of rap music is
finesse.
Finesse, yeah.
Finesse Mitchell.
I'm just saying this is a huge hit. I don't remember this
at all.
She performed it at the Grammys, I think.
It's supposed to be like Fresh Prince and DJ Jazzy Jeff, the video.
Yeah. Yep.
Really? I mean, it looks like it. Like, sometimes parents just don't understand. Is that the video?
Yeah, it's exactly what it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this.
Not my favorite song. Not yet. Give it some time.
Yeah, give it. It'll grow on you, Drew. Keep listening.
So I'm listening to Tupac Disgraceland story too, which was it was an interesting angle. It wasn't my favorite, but oh my god,
he's an asshole.
He's such an asshole.
I loved Tupac back in.
I don't get it, man.
I think I liked him just because he swore and said that, and I was like in sixth, seventh, eighth grade. I just thought it was cool.
Well, just like these kids,
But did you sing the N-word all the 500 times in every song?
Yeah, and hit 'em up. Actually, I have a friend who got busted in college. He was singing "Hit 'em Up."
Yeah,
and a black guy next to him may have called him out on it, but nothing. It never made it went viral or anything. Didn't take a video of him.
Fuck your bitch, you fat mother. The most interesting thing in the Disgraceland on Tupac was. This East West Side, East Coast, West Coast. It's so stupid to me. I just can't believe people really get into this.
Look there. Oh, that's.
I'm nice. For East Coast. I'm for West Coast.
Well, there's a lot more to that than I think I ever realized.
Yeah.
But at the time, I was thinking, like. What, you're from one side? It's like the Yankees and the Red Sox. Well, even their East Coast.
The Yankees and the Red Sox don't shoot each other.
No, I know.
It's because they're a bunch of pussies.
I guess so.
No thanks. Shot me, but your pumps didn't finish. Now you're about to feel the wrath of a menace. Nigga, I hit him up.
I guess
Why didn't he just stay with Digital Underground?
Wait, he was, yeah.
It was the first one he was in. I get around.
So anyway, the thing in that podcast they got went into length on was the shooting of Tupac outside the, or in the lobby of Puffy Studio, and he manages to get in the elevator and hits the floor, and the elevator opens up.
Wait, Tupac or Biggie?
Tupac.
Okay.
And the door opens up, and there's Diddy and Biggie and 15 other guys, and they all just kind of are like, huh?
Yeah.
Like, they didn't really run to help him. They apparently... He made it sound like
they pressed the next floor.
Were disappointed.
And got out of the way.
They were disappointed that he was alive. Like they expected him to never make it up there. Mm. That's how he put it. I don't know if I really believe what he says, but that's what he says. So he thought they wanted him dead for some reason.
So not all these podcasts are about hip hop or
no. Okay. No, there's a couple.
I know that's right. You mentioned
there's one on the Stones and Margaret Trudeau, which is interesting. With
they the ones that did the wild one about what was that band called over in?
Oh yeah, the death metal band. Yeah. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Where they used the dead body as the cover of their album.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
Of their frontman who killed himself. How cool!
Now we may have a pretty good battle going here with Floyd Mayweather and 50 Cent.
Is that real?
I guess I don't know.
More importantly,
sounds like it.
Who cares?
50 Cent was ragging.
He was shot 9 times.
Floyd Mayweather over a watch he was wearing. Is that what it was?
Is it this one? I have a picture of a watch here.
He's a broke, jealous snitch.
Fake.
Yeah. On Saturday, Money took to Instagram to call out 50 Cent while putting his own spin on the rapper's Get Rich or Die Tryin' album. Floyd Mayweather.
Is it that one, Drew? Is that the watch?
I have no idea.
You're not sure.
I don't know. Whose watch is
that?
Take
a closer
look.
Well, it's Jim's. Take a closer look at the picture.
Yeah.
Oh, one of these.
Can we post that, Brandon?
No, we can't post that.
You know how many people I send that to? Like, what time you want me to come by? And I send this picture.
You have a lot of those.
Yes.
They're pretty good.
Hidden penis.
Always make me laugh. I never see it immediately either. So anyway, he apparently makes some judgment on something, a watch he bought or something stupid like that. So Mayweather responds, Curtis, confidential informant Jackson, you're mad because your oldest son, Marquis's mother, doesn't want to be with you. Your son, your own flesh and blood, don't want nothing to do with you. You haven't had a hit song on the radio and who knows when, and you're definitely not hot enough to even sell records anymore, so Interscope dropped you. You're jealous of any rapper, athlete, or entertainer that's hot or got something going on for themselves. You are a certified snitch, and we got paperwork to prove it. You talk about Ja Rule, but you stole his whole style and ran with it. You're the only self-proclaimed gangster that never put in the work. What, so he never...
That's quite an over-the-top reaction
doesn't have
liking
any,
a watch.
Doesn't have any street cred.
All he said is, I didn't like your watch. Wow.
Yeah, relax. Take it easy.
You need to pay homage to the real 50 Cent for stealing his name and his storyline. Your claim to fame was getting shot numerous times and living to tell, and you think that's gangster? Where at? You're currently living in a fucking apartment in Jersey.
9 times.
You're always in somebody else's business just to stay relevant. You should just become a blogger because it's obvious you don't have nothing going on in your life. Are you mad at Kanye West ended your career? The only thing you got on going on is power, and everybody watches that because Ghost is a dope-ass character on the show. You can leave the show. Oh. Everybody will still watch Power, but out here in the real world, I'm the real Ghost.
Power? Never Stars?
That's not a mansion in Connecticut that you're in debt for. That's a dump, a money pit, an oversized trap house. It was dope when Mike Tyson had it in the late 80s, early 90s, but you couldn't afford to maintain it. You're always talking about somebody who's broke, but the last time I checked, it was Curtis Jackson filed for bankruptcy.
Come on, your house sucks.
Not Floyd Mayweather. So quick to gossip like a bitch. Why don't you tell everybody how you got herpes from DJ?
What?
DJ Tanner.
Where's your memes? Where's your memes for that? Huh? Or better yet, post on how your Coca-Cola deal wasn't really $300 million, you fucking liar, and tell how spinning G-Unit necklace that somebody got robbed for was fake. Just remember, I was with you every day, and your driver, Bruce, was my driver also. I know where all your bones are buried, so be easy, Curtis Jackson. By the way, don't ask to borrow no more money from me.
Did 50 just reply by going, you still can't read?
50 responded by saying, I must have hurt your feelings, champ. You had someone write a book. I'm going to take my time with this so I get all out. We are going to start with your 11 domestic violence cases. Wait a minute. I'll do them in order. Remember you asked for this. Get the strap.
God, oh, it says anything like your watch, man.
I know.
Nice comeback!
You know Floyd Mayweather can't read, right?
Yeah.
So he's just going, wait, is he going to write anything back to me?
So who wrote that?
Good he probably, point. Probably gave some dictation.
His uncle.
Or his dad.
Yeah, 11 domestic violence. This is a pretty good start for a comeback.
Floyd said, fuck T.I., fuck Nelly, fuck 50. I'm like, what did he say fuck me for? Nelly fucked your first baby mama, Melissa, then took your fucking fiance. Say fuck that nigga.
This is a special ASLELS challenge for you, Floyd. If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, nigga, I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to. Fuck the bucket, all right.
Get a letter, don't let her get a... The fuck is this?
What is that?
Oh, that's the other one.
This ain't mine.
Oh, yes, it is.
You got a couple of them.
I ain't the winner.
Oh, that's just a light one today. That ain't number... Y'all let him tell you about it. You know, this is Greg. Anytime you come to the Embry Store...
See, he can't read it, so he's like, I'll let you read this. There's another one of him reading some sponsors on a was that a radio station?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
He struggles with the reading.
Oh, so does R. Kelly. What is up with R. Kelly?
He doesn't need an auto read.
I'm Floyd Mayweather. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your stripes. I'm Floyd Mayweather. And I've joined Heart Radio for the show.
Heart Radio.
The Stripes Movement to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather. And I've joined Heart Radio for the show. The Stripes Movement to support
Wait!
You can't even...
I'm Floyd Mayweather. And I'm Floyd Mayweather. And I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes Movement to support hiring vets. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to show yourstripes. Go to showyourstripes.org. Go to
showyourstripes.org. Earl Sanders can't read either.
A website that connects veterans with employees and helps businesses. Okay. The website that connects veterans with employers and helps businesses find candidates with the best training. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes Movement to support
Junior.
Okay.
My regular recipe.
That's it.
Take three.
The liz on R. Kelly is that his ex-wife is getting shit on for coming out against him.
Oh, that's Andrea Kelly, who has two thanks for listening to the
podcast. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. That's who it is. You're right. Mm. Yeah, she's getting a lot of shit. He's got some fans who really don't care how many underage girls he bangs or pees on.
Speaking of music, did you see Jason Mraz? There's the Mraz story. He's coming to town, too.
Bumps me
out. July, at the end of July.
He recently revealed that he's had relations with men in the past, even while he was seeing his now wife, Christina Carano. I'm sure she's delighted to hear this.
Totally cool with it.
41-year-old made headlines that month after writing the line, "I am bi, B-I, your side," in a love poem to the LGBTQ community published on Billboard in honor of Gay Pride Month. I didn't realize it was going to be so telling.
Really?
But I've had experiences.
You said, "I'm bi."
I know shit.
I'm more telling you want it to be mrs.
But I've had experiences with men. This is not me. Even while I was dating the woman who became my wife, it was like, wow, does that mean I'm gay? He added, yeah, it means you're
bi.
You're the gay or bi. And my wife laid it out for me. She calls it a two-spirit, which is what Native Americans call someone who can love both man and woman.
Hey, whatever you're works gay? For you, honey.
I really like that.
Two-spear? Like two spears?
Yeah. Two spear. Yeah,
tips hitting each other.
Oh, two-spear. I thought it was two-spear.
She said he had an instant connection with his wife. I felt an instant connection to her. I've admired her integrity and practice since day one. She is wholehearted in every action, is extremely generous, completely drama-free. I just wish she had a huge penis. You didn't say that.
Well, his first album is called Waiting for My Rocket to Come.
Ew.
C-U-M?
Yeah.
Damn.
That was odd.
Could have been a sign.
I used to like him.
He's just trying to one-up the Panic at the Disco guy.
Yep.
Jason Mraz is way less popular than, not that I like Panic at the Disco.
That's why he's doing that.
Yeah.
What's with the pansexual? You're bisexual.
Well, bisexual doesn't include pigs and, he'll have sex with anything, right?
Pans?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know the difference. Well, I do know the difference between them. I don't get the difference between them.
Like you would have sex with anything. A transgender.
Yeah.
But doesn't anything include animals?
Yeah. Yeah. If sex is different from gender, yeah.
Yeah.
You could be a twink, a bear, an otter, a circuit queen, a chub, a pup, a gibster, daddy chaser, a leatherman, a lady boy. You could be a Donald Duck, which is a gay guy who got kicked out of the Navy.
I got an interesting email from somebody who was referencing Karen McDougal. God, she's so hot. Every time she shows up in the news, I like it because I see her picture. Isn't she beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
God.
Yes.
Anyway, what's his name? Cohen apparently recorded phone calls from Trump, which is very...
Face-to-face meeting.
Oh, it was a face-to-face meeting?
That's what they said.
How do you record it?
Hidden mic? They said it was face-to-face because I thought it was phone, too.
Hmm.
I don't know if that matters.
It has something to do with Karen McDougal, though, and paying her or whatever.
Paying American Media, who bought her story. Like, basically buying the story from them.
I don't understand why American... Why do you put American Media in the middle? Is that just because they can make it sound more exciting? She gets to have her stupid fitness articles published, which, by the way, have to be the most unread stories in the history of the National Enquirer.
They're getting printed now, though.
I know.
Which
I thought that was
ludicrous.
I thought that was pretty funny. Can you imagine how many people aren't reading them?
Yeah. Well, I know two that saw them and aren't reading them.
But anyways, the person that emailed me said that, you know, her story is that... She was this school teacher in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Was she from Saginaw, maybe? Or
west?
Well, she was living here.
Right?
She was living in Royal Oak and teaching here.
Yeah. She was, anyway, this person swears that she was a stripper at the Landing Strip.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's never included in her story. It's all about she was a school teacher. She loved children. But,
why can't
you
do both?
You know? Well, you can. You can.
She's nude in Playboy.
Apparently she did. Yeah, but they just thought it was a better story if, this beautiful school teacher just decided to disrobe for Playboy. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, that was the story that was sold to us when she came in.
But she doesn't seem to have gone back to teaching school.
No,
for some reason.
Why not?
Oh, God, I don't blame her.
Yeah, you don't get paid enough.
Jeez.
I just work at the Landing Strip.
Yeah, if I could work at the Landing Strip.
She got ripped off so bad in that deal with the Enquirer. They didn't publish her fitness stories, which were so important.
Her
career would have just blown up.
The first flag should have been that they even wanted to print fitness stories written by Karen McDougal. That maybe wasn't all in the up and up.
Also, what about it's one thing to have an agent who takes 5% or something. She had two people. She had a lawyer and an agent. They took like half the dough.
Yes.
She got $80,000 out of
$150,000. She should have sold it directly to Trump.
Although I really wonder, do you think these disclosure agreements, are they really, can you really enforce them?
I don't know.
You would think theoretically.
Yeah, but once they say something, it's
weird to buy a story from somebody.
The
it's
two
not
we
terribly know. Tangible.
The two we know, first of all, if it's a crime, I don't believe you can do that. I don't believe that paying someone can make a crime go away. If you want to report it to the police... Yeah, you might have to give the money back, but you can't enforce that. You can't do that.
But it scares the person into thinking they can't say anything.
Right. That's
well,
all it
most
does.
People or a lot of people.
And what I don't understand about these agreements with Karen McDougal, I mean, if they wanted to shut her up, shouldn't they have said, look, we'll pay you $50,000 a year for the next 20 years or for the next year? We'll pay you $10,000 a year for the next 50 years, whatever. But once you pay them the money, they blow the money. It's like, well, I didn't get anything. I want to tell my story. If there's cash coming, they won't want to tell their story. They'll want the cash.
Once they tell it, it's too late. I mean, even if you
enforce
the non-disclosure.
No more cash for you.
The fact's already out, though.
Yeah, no more cash for you.
Just stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
The worst trade deal maybe ever signed anywhere.
I'm trying to think, how many Playboy models have really gone on to have big careers in...
Pamela Anderson.
Jenny McCarthy.
Beyond that, though?
Yeah, ooh, those couple.
I mean, isn't it
Carmen
quite
Electra.
Rare?
Carmen Electra. Marilyn Monroe.
But Carmen Electra is on Cameo now.
Well, now.
She's only 45.
When was the last
Victoria
time
Silvstedt?
Anna Nicole Smith.
Anna Nicole Smith.
When's the last time you heard of Carmen Electra before Cameo? 10 years ago?
Probably. It's not my fault.
Maybe
she
even longer.
Money.
She was married to Rodman.
Was Denise Richards an actor prior to Playboy?
Yeah, she was in movies before that.
No,
I
you're
think.
Right. They I'm don't. Sure. They never turn out
no,
to do
never
anything.
Turns in anything.
So they can get, you know, Kendra Wilkinson.
Yeah.
She can get a sex tape in a reality show.
Well, is Kendra Wilkinson, is there any interest in Kendra Wilkinson now?
Shannon Tweed got to marry.
She was just in the news.
She got divorced, right? Why is she in the news?
She got divorced from Hank.
Who played for the Colts for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and the Eagles.
Fumbled that onside kick.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl. Oh, yeah, Shanna Mokler. Huh?
Travis Barker.
Oh, yeah, Shanna Mokler. She does big business.
Meet the Barkers.
Oh, my God.
How ridiculous.
Have you been watching what's Jay Cutler's wife's name?
Kristen Cavallari.
Have you watched it at all?
I haven't, but I keep hearing I should.
It is so worth watching just for Jay Cutler. He is so miserable at
really?
This show. Yeah. Yeah, that this show's going on. It's actually you will like him a lot more. He's retired and doesn't want to do a fucking thing. But watch his trail cams of the elk that he's gonna go hunt.
That's all he wants to do. How boring.
Yeah, I don't blame him. That's what he wants to do. Yeah. He earned over $120 million in his playing career. He can do whatever he wants. And she's like bums out about it.
Does he smoke cigarettes too? Yeah, smoking Jay Cutler?
That meme. Smoking Jay Cutler. It's the best.
I'm surprised Kristen Cavallari's not in Cameo.
Well, she's got a TV show. She
can
do this.
I guess
instead.
She thinks she's hot now.
They are loaded.
Did she used to be hotter, I feel like.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
Way too skinny.
Her
now.
Hotness has gone downhill. Like,
yeah.
And I feel bad saying she was hot when she was 16 or 17.
She was
in high school.
She was really
birth?
Pretty on
The Hills or
Laguna Beach.
Beach, yeah.
The Hills. Which one was later where she was older? Oh,
I thought on The Hills. LC? I was disappointed on The Hills. I thought she was going downhill.
Wait, which
then.
LC? Linda Cohen?
Or Larry Cummings or whatever his name was.
Larry Cummings.
Well, Kristen Cavallari was such a bitch. It was like, I could really care less what she looks like. She's a complete bitch. She was about as into herself as one can possibly be. Somebody was talking about a Laguna Beach reunion show.
Did you read that headline, Jim?
Yes.
Georgia Southern University student.
I can guess what she was trying to say.
Is facing official sanctions from her school after texting the N-word to her black roommate, but is adamant it was an autocorrect error.
Is it like Randy from South Park? Was she trying to say
naggers?
Yeah, you're being a nagger.
She was exchanging introductions with her future roommate. She accidentally sent the roommate a text.
Introductions? Yeah. They haven't even met each other yet.
No, not at all. Sent the roommate a text in which she wrote, her Insta looks pretty normal. Not too N-word-ish. She then apologized. For she was texting their other roommate and meant to write trigger-ish.
What does triggerish mean?
Nice try. Like she's going to trigger by using the N-word in the future.
Wait, who's the other person that said I said something else that rhymed with
Randy from South Park?
No. There's somebody in real life that said that.
I love this.
I meant bigger.
Bigger. Yeah, it was something.
Oh, yeah,
it was,
I can't
it was Mark Steen, the mayor of Warren.
Mayor Steen.
I know it, but
yeah,
I don't think I should say it.
It was.
5 seconds, Mr. Marsh.
All right, I'd like to solve the puzzle.
People who annoy you is a category.
Niggers! Huh?
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, naggers, of course. Naggers. Right.
Can we cut to a...
Oh, sure. Oh, here's the full text that this girl said. Hey, Courtney, my name is Mwamka. I wanted to introduce myself since I'm going to be your new roommate. Hey, did you just call me? So sorry. LOL. My phone is on silent. It was an accident, the other girl said. Ha ha ha. It's all good. I went to add you as a contact, and I accidentally called you too. Her Insta looks pretty normal, not too N-word-ish.
Oh, so she was trying to say it
to the other
one. Friend.
And then replies, OMG, I am so sorry. Holy crap. Damn spell check. I did not mean to say that. I was texting Hannah and I meant to say triggerish, meaning
that's
like
a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
Meaning pretty like good. You seem really cool. Nothing that triggered a red flag. I'm so embarrassed. I apologize. Crying face emoji.
Autocorrect doesn't work that way unless you've typed that before, right?
Well, you could find out if
It's not going to correct it to that.
It would be easy to find out how what it would correct.
Yeah,
because
that's not a word. And you would never say it's triggerish. You would say nothing in there would bother me. You wouldn't say, oh, boy.
Let's see here.
Oh, boy.
At that point, I just call the school and ask for a new roommate.
So she kicked out of school?
That's really interesting because if I type in it, it just changes it to, well, let's see, Nigerian if I type that word.
Triggerish.
But if I type triggerish.
What if it popped up?
It changes it to triggering or triggerfish.
Yeah, because triggerish isn't a word.
Well, she only had 5 minutes to figure out, what excuse to come up with.
Great point, Brandon. That's a really good point. She would have had to have typed that word before for it to be on there.
Yeah, to autocorrect to that if that's not a word.
When there's no reply from the other girl.
How did this get out? Did that girl put it out?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, those screenshots are her text.
Where'd you read that story, Mark?
Daily Mail.
But do you really? Okay, yeah, that girl did that, and it's bullshit. Whatever happens to her, but do you really need to put that on the internet? And
no, I wouldn't.
Everybody's got to be in trouble.
But I could see someone put it on Facebook. Look what this girl said about me.
She's got to be in trouble.
I feel traumatized, bruh, and now I'm tweeting about you, bruh, and now you're trending, bruh, and now your life is ruined, bruh, and now you're fired, bruh.
She didn't put it out there. One of her friends did. Which is even more shitty that your friend would do that. Although I'm sure she said, yeah, go ahead and post it.
Good friend.
Triggerish is not a word at all either. The closest word to that is trigger fish. So we're going to cover those things up. It just doesn't add up. I have an iPhone. I'm always using autocorrect to help save my spelling, but there are times it changes words to something completely different, and I'm tap send before I notice I get it.
Triggerfish.
But here's something I've noticed about autocorrect. It usually doesn't allow you to type, nor will it even correct you to something profane. How many times I've tried to type fuck in my conjugations and end up with duck?
Yeah, that's so annoying.
Nice try. You texted what you texted, and what you texted was some bull. I have to wear my skin, so for me to walk around in something I can't control and people prejudge us for it, that's the most hurtful part.
Japanese is H for home, U for umbrella, G for game, E for elephant, P for pen, E for elephant, N for Nancy, I for island, S for Sam.
It's clear what
Georgia
they need to do.
Georgia Southern should definitely, I'm not getting in their business, hopefully, they'll be professional and handle everything correctly, but I'm just hoping they shut that down and show other students we don't play that. We're here to learn.
Who said that?
The girl. Georgia Southern put out a statement. The use of such a rifle is coupled with offensive and unacceptable. No way reflects the attitude or values of Georgia Southern.
Frankly, what they should do is just make it a reality show for when they move in together. Everybody would watch that.
I'd watch it.
There is no face for bigotry or racism, but our campuses. So far, it is all done whether or not Schaefer will face that a disciplinary action. In reality, she likely won't. But what message does that send the students, the world? I don't know about y'all, but I need some examples of Courtney using the word triggerish on a normal basis. Do you think she meant triggerish and autocorrect came in all crazy or nah?
Yeah, check her phone. I bet she used that word another time.
Let's all try and type triggerish in our phones and see what happens. I'm going to try and see.
Triggerfish are cool, by the way. I've been staring at them for the last 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful fish.
Oh,
I've learned something today.
Huh.
They got weird teeth, though.
Goofy looking.
They got, like, really
wait,
teeth.
Are those the ones that break the stone or break the...
It not looks the clear like ones. It. The ones that you saw on Planet Earth 2?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Blue Planet.
Blue Planet, that's it.
Great show. Oh, hilarious.
On Planet Earth!
I don't think we mentioned the breastfeed-in. In Minneapolis,
where I know.
Breastfeeding in the pool, and somebody objected.
You can't do that in a pool.
I thought it was kind of gross myself.
I agree. I'm not going to be drinking milk in a pool.
No, I don't want someone's.
They're acting. Did you see her on GMA today?
I didn't.
The one lady was acting like, "Hey, the kid's hungry. He's got to eat. What are you going to do?"
Yeah.
Like,
get out of the pool.
I did see that.
Yeah, you don't have time to go anywhere else.
No.
He needs some milk.
And the person that confronted them. The pool employee.
Get him some milk!
Was a teenager.
What?
I'm sure.
A guy?
Didn't grasp, what kind of horror this would bring upon the pool.
That teenager had no clue.
Had some complaints.
Is it a guy, too?
I don't know. They just probably said a teenager. Probably. So now there's a titty feed in at the pool.
Yeah, there's all these chicks.
That'll show them.
Outside the pool in a giant circle.
Gross. We have actual audio. Like crazy. Actual audio.
Really? Are you going to feed him with your boob?
That was his inner monologue.
I drank my mommy's booby juice till I was 12 years old. Huge breast.
Is it? Huge breast. With all the, there's just so much nudity everywhere. People just aren't smart enough to be able to tell the difference, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Is that really even what it is, that someone's got that they're nude?
Yeah, I think it freaks people out because they feel like somebody is showing something that can't be seen. Too exciting.
I thought in this scenario. Well, then,
and also there are people grossed out.
If that's the case, then that's stupid, because why are you getting so excited by this? They're not the one making it sexual. I think that the thing that bothers people is that it's a bodily function going on.
It's a bodily fluid in the pool, mixing with the pool.
Like, what if someone's just taking a whiz in the pool? You wouldn't want that.
That
kid's got to pee. Yeah.
When you were a baby, she made you personalized titty cocktail.
And I remember the pool I saw said no diarrhea within 7 days. If you've had it in the last 7 days, you can't go in.
All I know is I would think raising a daughter without a female growing up thinking that having the best body in the world is not the most important thing would be very difficult right now.
You're right.
I mean, every time I open up any of our sources online, it's like, look at this new nude picture Kim Kardashian showed off her titties. Look at this model wearing this busty-looking top in Monaco.
And look at this model feeding someone with her tit. Gross!
No, the girl in the runway at the show, who's from Monroe, Michigan, by the way. It's nonstop. How could a kid growing up, well, I guess kids growing up don't really read stuff like that, but
they're in.
I mean, they have every other message you could imagine.
They read data with it.
They just look at the pictures.
It's funny though how concerned we act about this stuff, but it's the last priority when people are trying to sell anything.
Yeah, get a girl with a body.
But nothing with
a body. We need some Instagram followers. Get a girl with a body.
The thing about this is these women that are breastfeeding in this pool, they're not in trouble or anything. They were just offended because some teenager came up and said, can you maybe go in the locker room? Some people are uncomfortable.
Well, if she had a towel, it would be okay, right? Who cares if you have a towel covering it?
99.9% of women that are breastfeeding have a coverall or go somewhere private.
Yeah, something
that's
why
there's breastfeeding rooms at Comerica Park, because they don't want to be floating around the pool.
A lot of businesses have room, like corporations have rooms where women can breastfeed.
Kind of like a menstrual shed.
Yes.
At Randy Weaver's house.
Pretty much. Same thing.
I don't like this idea. I don't like women putting forth this idea that boobs are more importantly for small children.
No, that's
that
just
is annoying as hell. Yeah.
Well, on the interview, they were acting like it was the child's right.
Come on, child.
The child's not making decisions.
No, the child just wants to eat.
It is the law. Everyone's cool. Everyone's fine with it. But some people may be a little uncomfortable with it.
So if the child doesn't get fed in the next 30 seconds before she finds a towel or can
go in the locker
somewhere, then the child is being cheated.
Yeah.
But it's her right to make other people feel uncomfortable. So, cool.
Well, then they get the right to make her feel uncomfortable and say they don't like it.
Yeah. All right, Brandon, get us out of here.
Yeah, we got to go to Radiohead.
Jim's got a concert to go to. Yes. And a wife to piss off.
I do.
Oh, the father said, an immature mind might try to sexualize it. That's not what breastfeeding moms are trying to do. Nobody said that. That's not the point.
Oh, I guess the husband's never sucked her tits before.
And why do breastfeeding moms have to have an agenda? Just so sick of it.
I know.
Imagine all the creeps hanging out at that pool with this breastfeed-in.
There were a lot of guys that
taking
attended.
Pictures like crazy, probably.
It's for the internet. I'm doing a pro breastfeeding site.
Well, like you wouldn't check it out. I'd peek over that fence.
Well,
meanwhile, there's a milky film
it's
on
natural.
Top of the pool.
Oh. You look at it, it's something natural. It's beautiful. Yeah. So what's wrong with that? So
I'm going to take a dump in that pool.
That's on the sign.
Kids got to take a dump. What do you want to do?
I saw like 3 stories on this morning. I read them all the comments. So I thought, I'll bite. There was at least one person in every comment section going, why don't I just take a dump in the pool? That's natural. I swear to God.
My brother's online every week.
Trinity's back tomorrow. Rate us on Facebook.
Rate us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. We're almost at 16,000. How many do we have, Jim?
It was 217 plus. I'm sorry, 15,700 plus.
15,700 plus. Hey, we're marching our way to 16,000. We can always use your help on Twitter, at Drew Mike Podcast. And we're on Instagram. Kennedy's working the Instagram page. Also, is that a Drew Mike Podcast or Drew Mike Show?
I am both.
It's one or the other, yeah. See ya. Turn you tomorrow.
Well, that's because you have big jugs. I mean, your boobs are huge. I mean, I want to squeeze them. Mama.